It's extremely tight. In fact, Roman authorities say they'll lock down the city for funeral services. Vehicle traffic is banned and airspace is closed, and there are patrol boats on alert. The work is done, according to the special prosecutor tasked with investigating who leaked the name of an undercover CIA agent to the press, reports our Terry Frieden from Washington.
We don't know yet who leaked the information to the columnist Robert Novak, and we may never find out. And indeed, it appears that there probably will be no criminal charges based on that original leak.
However, sources say charges like perjury cannot be ruled out. The defense in the Michael Jackson case appears to have taken another hit in court on Thursday, reports our Jim Roop.
This former maid is testifying that she witnessed inappropriate behavior, or what she considers inappropriate behavior by Jackson, saying that with several boys, four to be specific, she saw Jackson kissing the boys on their cheeks and lips with Jackson's hand on the boy's rear ends. And one of the boys, she actually says she saw Jackson kissing him on the mouth with Jackson's hand on the boy's crotch.
A former security guard also gave similar testimony. The defense countered the allegations by pointing out the guard had lost a lawsuit against Jackson some years ago. This is CNN Radio News.
Preposterous. If you turn to page 25 of the new Surgeon General's report on bone health, it says our bones require, quote, large amounts of calcium and phosphorus. Like we've been saying, building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Posture D is the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is preposterous.
Looking for Mr. Goodwrench, notes from the road. Buzz, birds, and bees. Spring has sprung upon us like
a sudden case of indigestion.
Thanks for that, Shakespeare. Anyhow, we met some folks who alleged the GM expert had helped them get in top shape for summer. What, he's into conditioning now?
Yeah, air conditioning and wipers and brakes.
How's that going to help me look better in swim trunks?
Find Mr. Goodwrench at all GM dealerships nationwide.
Sensing a dead end. We got back on the road, only discover we actually were in a dead end.
New York City says they're now going to recognize same-sex marriages performed in other places. CNN Radio's Gary Baumgarten reports.
It means that same-sex marriages that are legally conducted in other jurisdictions will have the force of law here in New York City. New York has a substantial gay population, and many gay couples have already traveled to Massachusetts and Canada to get married there. They now will have those unions recognized here.
They're gearing up for a liftoff at Cape Canaveral. Discovery Commander Eileen Collins says a lot of progress has been made since the Shuttle Columbia accident 2 years ago.
We're never going to be perfect. I'll never say that. But I'm proud of the fact that we're really trying hard. And I'm confident in the fact that we've come a long way. And in that respect, we're ready to fly this mission.
The shuttle is set to lift off next month. For the first time in 2 months, the rates on 30-year mortgages have fallen. In a nationwide survey released on Thursday, mortgage lender Freddie Mac reported a fixed rate average of 5.9%. That's down from 6.04% reported just a week ago. Play is over for the evening at Augusta National. CNN Radio's Patrick Snell reports.
Well, number one, Vijay Singh is riding contention despite dropping a stroke on his last hole before darkness brought a halt to the play. But disappointment for the world number two, Tiger Woods. The American really did have another poor start to the year's first major. He ended his day at 2 over par through 12 holes.
And a new survey out looks into who and who isn't buying video games.
Men spend more money on video games than they do on music or any other media form except DVDs. Nielsen Entertainment also finds African Americans and Latinos spend more money on games each month than white people. It's not just young people who are into video gaming. Nearly a quarter of all gamers are over age 40. And 40% of households have some kind of game-playing system, a gaming PC, console, or handheld device. Rachel Lee, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Al Franken Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
These religious fanatics, they're a cancer in this culture. They're a cancer that is going to pull the country down with them. In their simplicity, in their narrow-mindedness, in their fear of progress, in their repression. And they play the role of the victim, which is the most aggressive and hostile position you can take. There's no end to the black hole of the victim stance on things.
Mornings Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic. 92.1.
The defendant, having been found guilty, is sentenced to 10 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On September 15th, My son was sentenced to 10 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 10 years of worrying, every single night, if my baby is okay.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
A humble and obedient servant of the truth. On Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. It takes a while to get cranked up here. We spent most of the day just laying around the house. Nasty, rainy weather here in the buckle of the Bible Belt. So bear with me a little bit tonight, if you don't mind. All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We have three sound clips from Rush, Death by Temptation, Limbaugh, for your listening pleasure tonight. Just have to torture you a little bit. We haven't played anything from the Pigman for a while, but he goes off on this Martinez thing, the leaked Martinez memo, or Martinez. How do you say it? Do you know Martinez? Okay, the senator from Florida. You got to hear Limbaugh. You're just not going to believe this. There's one thing about Limbaugh. This is true of any junkie, no matter what the facts are about a given situation. If the junkie doesn't agree with the facts, the junkie denies the facts and continues to talk about his or her twisted reality. And this is what we have for you tonight. You got to hear this. It's unbelievable. In a more macabre way, they're pretty hilarious. I think you're going to enjoy them, so stick around for that. They'll come up a little bit later, okay? A few quick items here. In Kansas yesterday... Oh, man. Kansans, according to, what is it, CNN? Is it CNN? I guess it's from CNN. Kansans overwhelmingly overwhelmingly voted to add a ban on gay marriage and civil unions to their state constitution. Now, it's not going to hold up. Everybody knows this. States' rights, federalism be damned, you cannot have a law that is in violation of the U.S. Constitution. So this is an exercise in futility for the flying monkey right. This is what they do. This is how they jerk around their mouth-breathing constituents. Gasoline in Kansas is what, $2.50 a gallon, which means something to people in Kansas. We have all sorts of crises looming, Social Security. We have wars and rumors of wars. Inflation is starting to perk up. It's insane. I read in the Journal Constitution today that the staph bacteria have now escaped from hospitals. Which really conjured up some images. You can see these little bacteria with little teeny ropes, jumping out of windows at Grady Memorial Hospital here in Atlanta going, "Ooh, we're free, we're free. Let's go kill people on the street." Anyway, have all this stuff going on, but the queers can't get married in Kansas now. Yay! Yay! Forget everything else. It doesn't matter. How many war dead today? Oh, it doesn't matter. Final results from the vote on Tuesday. 70% voted yes to the amendment of stopping the queers. 30% voted no, don't stop the queers, leave them alone. Now, critics of this exercise in asininity, you people in Kansas, 414,000 voted yes. 414,000 people. Damn you. Okay? Let me just say it right up front. Damn you. Supposing somebody would have voted against your right to form a union because they didn't like that skank you're sleeping with. Huh?
I don't like the skank that, you know, he or she's there. I don't like those skanks. So let's pass a constitutional amendment. If the skanks sleep together, then the skanks can't have any kind of protections that I have. Because I ain't married to no skank. You people just irritate the hell out of me. So critics are saying that this constitutional amendment to the toy constitution in Kansas, the anti-skank constitution, apparently, could have unexpected consequences. Doesn't it always, huh? Don't things like this always have unexpected consequences? In this instance, like, oh, I don't know, preventing companies from offering health benefits to employees' partners, whether they're gay or not gay.
I'd like to get some health insurance from a skank.
Are you married?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, the leader of what's this group called? The Alliance for Marriage, somebody named Matt Daniels, the leader of one of the organizations determined to stop queers from having a decent life, right, said, well, you know, this is going to be struck down by federal judges. Well, no kidding, moron. Of course it is. Now, what about living wills in the state of Kansas now if you're not married, huh? What about powers of attorney? What about custody agreements? What about the enforcement of custody agreements? How many unintended consequences do you morons in Kansas want? It's not just Kansas. Voters in 13 states have approved these gay marriage bans just last year, joining four others. So it's like 17. This is 18. Similar proposals will be on the ballot next year in Alabama, South Dakota, and Tennessee. Alabama? No, it's okay to marry your sister or your brother in Alabama, but not if they're queer! If they're straight, so to speak, you can marry them!
I want to marry my sister.
All right. You know, I've said before, they can't solve murders in Alabama because all the DNA is the same and there's no dental records. But here you are, Alabama, Tennessee. Oh, by God, Tennessee. Yes, indeedy.
Tennessee. I won't marry my brother.
Okay. Is your brother queer?
No.
Are you?
No.
You got a deep voice for a woman.
Well, can't help that. You know, it's my family tree. It doesn't branch.
They quoted somebody out in Kansas, a 65-year-old retiree, Byron DeFreeze. He says the amendment is total foolishness. I don't know how this is going to defend my marriage of 43 years. I think it's a diversion from the real issues. Well, you're right, Byron. It is a diversion from the real issues. But so there you go, Kansas. Kansas joins the column over there on the right of total jerkwads, right? There's the column right there. You see it? See all those states? All right, add Kansas. Now, we know this is going to be struck down in the courts, but we don't care. Now, I got this, the website I got this from, what is this from? What the hell is this from? I don't even know. It's an AP photo. Two pastors, Terry Fox on the left there and Joe Wright on the right there, shaking hands in Wichita, Kansas. You got to see this picture. These guys are pink. They're pink people. They're not white. They're pink. They're all flushed. I wonder why they're flushed. I wonder if they just came out of the bathroom. They're both flushed, and they're shaking hands, and they're grinning. They got these big old pie-eating grins on their face. They're going, by God, we got the queers this time again. Didn't we here in Kansas? We got them. We got them. We got them old queers. Couple of pastors, supposedly preaching the gospel of Christ. Remember the gospel of Jesus, the Christian Christ? Remember? Love and oh, jeez, never mind. But I love this picture. These two white, they're not white, they're pink. They're corpulent. Pink and corpulent, they look like hogs. They look like the kind of people you'd like to have over for dinner, literally.
Here, get up here on the plate, boy.
On the plate? All right, Kansas. Also in Kansas. How about this? In Lawrence, Kansas. Tonight's Kansas night. All right? This is from the Lawrence, what is it? The Lawrence World newspaper. A letter to the editor from yesterday. To the editor, my wife and I, both veterans of the U.S. military, found out the truth about Republican support for veterans at Ann Coulter's lecture last Tuesday. After I, a former Marine infantry sergeant, asked Coulter how she defended her promotion of the war based on lies, which has sent 1,500 of my brothers and sisters to their deaths and 100,000 Iraqis to their graves, she responded that, quote, "You're even stupider than I thought," end quote. This received an abundance of applause from the party that claims to support our troops. At the same moment, several Republicans hurled obscenities at my wife, a Navy veteran, and one threatened her with physical violence, stating he would kick her in the head if she didn't shut up when she was asking Coulter a question. The Republican Party claims to support the troops, but who qualifies as a troop? Is the troop label only legit when we agree with the Republican stance, even if that troop has served in uniform bravely and selflessly for 4 years? This is the manner in which the Republican Party treats its veterans that disagree with them. They threaten them with violence and call them names like stupid and effing bitch or idiot, all of which were hurled at my wife and I at Coulter's talk, despite our service to the nation. Chris White, Lawrence, Kansas.
But I won't. Yes, Jesus loves you, but I don't. They don't have to live with you. I need.
By West Wing, the complete fourth season, now on DVD. A new term.
God bless the United States of America.
A new threat to national security.
Zoe Barton is missing, and there's a dead agent at the scene.
Tell me now, do you think she's already dead?
And no choice but to step aside.
He's invoking the 25th Amendment.
You're relieved, Mr. President.
DVD includes on-air scenes and bonus features that take you inside the White House and behind the scenes. West Wing, the complete fourth season. Buy it now and also available on DVD. The complete first three seasons.
Isn't spring great? Colors are in bloom everywhere. Pink petunias in the yard, red roses in the garden, soft lilac in the bedroom.
Bedroom?
I let color bloom in my room with Ace Royal Paint. They've got thousands of colors to choose from, or they'll match any color you want.
Oh, so my kitchen could match my marigolds.
Sure.
And my bedroom, tulips.
Tell us how you let color bloom, and you could win a $1,000 gift card and have your room star in an Ace ad. Plus, save $5 on every gallon of Ace Royal Paint. See your local Ace, the helpful place, for details. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Contest ends 7/31/05. Void where prohibited.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, welcomes the outspoken and hilarious Bill Maher to the Orpheum Theater. Bill Maher brought the left and right together on Politically Incorrect with controversial and comical results. Now his irreverent commentary airs on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. Join the Mike Saturday, June 25th to see Bill Maher live in Madison. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Orpheum box office and Ticketmaster outlets. Bill Maher, brought to you by Jam, Last Coast True Endeavors, and the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
Laps in the morning, get a little randy on the way home. Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. So listen to this again. In the Lawrence, Kansas world, this letter to the editor, this paragraph, this is written by a guy, Chris White, Lawrence, Kansas. He's a, what is he here, a former Marine infantry sergeant. And he goes to a lecture by this useless pig, Ann Coulter, which raises a question, Sarge, why'd you go? But anyway, he writes, at the same moment that Ann Coulter said to his wife, "You're even stupider than I thought," he writes, "at the same moment, several Republicans hurled obscenities at my wife, a Navy veteran, and one threatened her with physical violence, stating he would kick her in the head if she didn't shut up," when she was asking Coulter a question. Okay. All right. Let's get down to it. Supposing this would have happened in Florida with their new law on the books, huh? You get threatened, right? Hey, Jarhead, your old lady's a bitch. And the Marine pulls out a gun and shoots him dead. Huh? Do you like that? Aren't we getting sick? All right, Kansas, come on, NRA. Get this Florida law passed in Kansas so an honest Marine like this man can defend his wife by putting a couple of fast, hard ones right in the skull of one of these right-wing morons. Oh, that's going to get the emails. Oh, Malloy, you're advocating violence. When they can call a woman who is a Navy veteran a stupid effing bitch or an idiot, then I come down on the side of whoever would let this Marine do whatever he wanted to. What's the matter tonight, Kansas? What the hell is wrong with you? Now, speaking of veterans, Crowbar sent this to me. Over the past few months, the right wing's handling of veterans' issues has gone from bad to worse. In January, the House Republican leaders remove Representative Chris Smith from his chairmanship of the Veterans Affairs Committee after he repeatedly asserts his independence from Dennis Hastert. Didn't he just have surgery, too? Didn't he have gallstones or something? You know, they hurt. How does it feel, Denny? Most major veterans organizations are outraged when Christopher Smith is removed. Then in February, the proposed 2006 budget would require veterans to pay $250 a year to use the VA health services. Aw, you evil bastards. In March, hundreds of disabled veterans descend on the House Veterans Affairs Committee as it was holding hearings to protest the 2006 budget. There's all sorts of stuff in there. We've gone over this about how the Republicans have decided that veterans are only good when they're killing or dying. When they come home, get out of my face, soldier! And now, Representative Christopher Smith's replacement, a rat named Steve Beyer, Republican, Indiana, wants to dramatically overhaul the Veterans Administration. So where does he start? He starts by redefining what a veteran is. Huh? To cut costs, Representative Steve Beyer wants to reshape benefits and VA programs so that they're only available to a very specific group of veterans. Stephen Beyer wants the House to consider offering one time payments to some veterans with disabilities, preventing them from ever pursuing any additional claims, even if they have a degenerative disease that gets worse with age. Now, what if the disease comes from these anthrax shots? What if it comes from being exposed to depleted uranium, huh? Steve Beyer, Republican, Indiana, another one of these filthy Republican anti-veteran thugs that ought to be taken out back and talked to by a couple of hardcore Army or Marine combat vets. That's all. Just take him out back and chat with him. You think? We're going to redefine veterans now, huh? Steve Beyer says, we're going to redefine veterans. You were in the military? Oh, you were, huh? Well, I'm not sure you're a veteran. Let me see here. Are you on my list? What were you? You were in the engineering battalion? You were in a tank corps? Oh, well, then you're not really a veteran. You claim you're disabled. What? Oh, you only had your hand shot off. Well, you're not really a disabled veteran. Hell, you have your other hand. How much longer is the military going to put up with this? You guys are in the military? You gals in the military? Are you sick? Are you crazy? Are you insane to have anything to do with any Republican anywhere on the face of the earth? Don't you understand, soldier, what these people are doing to you and how they disrespect you and despise you and would urinate all over you given a chance? America's not even allowed to see your brothers and sisters come home in coffins. Don't you understand that, soldier? This is Air America.
I thought God was on our side. Weren't we supposed to be the good guys that would never lose? 'Cause I don't see no ticker tape or 5 mile parade saying thank you, son. Just folks that sit in judgment. Who ain't seen what I've seen or did what I've done? Didn't I burn? Didn't I bleed enough?
Good news about a lead. For those with arthritis pain, reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns the Nation, so nobody stops the Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is a marvelous cleaning machine, and it's so light it's a pleasure to use. It outperforms vacuums weighing 3 times as much, and it's so sanitary it won't spew a cloud of dust back in your face the way those other bagless vacuums do. And to keep it running like new, we'll give you 3 free annual tune-ups. Try my amazing 8-pound Orrick XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Progressive Sound Off with Morning Sedition here on the Mike 92.1.
It looks like the state of Connecticut's legislature may, in fact, okay civil unions in the Nutmeg State.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it makes me proud. You know, I was raised in Connecticut.
I just, you know, what's really coming around here is I'm just so glad that, you know, real Americans and that, you know, people that, you know, stand for civil rights, that stand for democracy, you know, are actually being seen and heard. You know, after the election, there was such an avalanche of retardation, religious retardation, narrow-mindedness, this idea that, you know, there are, you know, all red states, you know, it's just a fallacy.
And, you know, in Kansas, they already had a law. They already had a law banning same-sex marriages. Now, I believe that law to be wrong, but to pass a constitutional amendment, again, this gets back to the courts, because they want to stop the courts from doing something, from attempting to change the law or interpreting the law as being less than constitutional.
Okay, let's broaden this conversation, Riley. Let's talk about the Senate, and let's talk about, because there's a lot of people, the religious right in the factions of the Republican Party that are extreme right, you know, want nothing more than to, you know, just slide their judiciary picks into seats, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is that, you know, they've been discussing this nuclear option. You know, Bill Frist has been discussing it. There's talk about stopping the filibuster.
What you're seeing now is the business community mm-hmm. saying, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
If the Democrats decide to hold up legislation in the Senate, their legislation, the business community's priorities, also get held up. And now they're saying, wait a minute, is in fact the idea of a nuclear option worth scuttling our priorities?
Wow, I hate to say this, but I hope business wins out this one.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
And now we're feeling the tough cuts even further in this 06 budget that's being debated on the floor. When it comes to education, there's not enough there. When it comes to the middle America, the farm bill, ooh, near and dear to your heart, this is the crowd that pushed Bush in the office.
That's right.
Well, bite the bullet. Serve it up for Baghdad, folks.
Straight talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
Planet change. The North Pacific Fisheries Management Council made a decision to protect the largest area of ocean from bottom trawling destruction.
That's Dave Allison, Oceana's campaign director to stop destructive trawling.
The protection needed to be undertaken for the good of the ocean health as a whole. And that's a really revolutionary concept.
This is the largest area set aside ever in U.S. waters.
It's at least the size of the states of California and Texas put together.
The area that is set aside is enormous. It's the Aleutian Island area that stretches out west from the state of Alaska.
This has been one of the most amazing, most exciting things that any of us have seen in decades.
Find the wave of good news at oceana.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
There's something about me you folks might not know. Nobody likes me. Maybe it's because I like to attack people. I can reduce them to weak, stammering, confused, scared imitations of their former selves for life. I am a stroke.
Recognize the symptoms of a stroke and act quickly. To learn more about stroke, call 1-888-4-STROKE or simply log on to strokeassociation.org, because time lost is brain lost. A message from Don Rickles. This public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Mike.
I just love the shows. Yeah. Al Franken, Randy Rhoads, all those shows. They're great.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike. 92.1.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure. Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. And in Arizona, it's not just Kansas. The legislature in Arizona has voted to offer up some legal protection to pharmacists who refuse to supply emergency contraceptives. If the pharmacist objects to doing his or her pharmaceutical duty because of religious or moral grounds. This is becoming insane. On a 17-11 vote, the Arizona Senate on Wednesday sent the bill that's already passed the House to Governor Janet Napolitano, who expressed concern about a bill that would allow pharmacists to refuse to fill prescriptions. she said. But she didn't guarantee a veto when she said this. But the governor there said, quote, when one can refuse to sell you a lawfully prescribed, or I'm sorry, when can one refuse to sell you a lawfully prescribed prescription? I think you can safely say that I view these refusal to sell bills with great skepticism, as does the pharmacy board and the pharmacy association. End quote. Now, this legislation in Arizona adds pharmacists to the list of medical providers who can refuse to participate in a procedure that goes against their conscience. A procedure? Handing a jar of pills over the counter is a procedure? Oh, my God. Well, if I ever get out of talk radio, which may happen, you never know, I'm going to go get a job at a pharmacy. Not as a pharmacist, because I'm too stupid to be a pharmacist. I'm going to work the cash register. And the first fat ass that comes up and wants to buy a candy bar, I'm going to refuse. I'm going to say, get out of here. That's against my beliefs, you lard ass. Here's a can of Slim Fast. Now drink that and get out of my sight. Snickers. You want a Snickers? You want me to sell you a Snickers? You want what? A pack of Winstons? Get out of here! God. Now, if somebody doesn't want to participate in a procedure like an abortion, all right. Okay. I guess. But handing a little vial of pills across the counter? I'm starting to hate preachers even more than I hate their phony religions. I'm not talking about real Christians or followers of Jesus. Trust me. Trust me. I'm talking about these pastors, these phony, these ministers. Hey, we got the queers. Let's get the evolutionaries next, huh? If it ain't in the Bible, it ain't real. This is like living under the Taliban. It is. This is, I would imagine. This is the American Taliban. You Protestant ministers who are hell-bent on destroying everything so you can float naked up into the rapture, you know how badly you're irritating me? Do you know, do you realize how badly, you, and most of you are pink, and if there's one thing I don't like, it's pink people. I, you know, be black, be white, be Hispanic, be some kind of color, but don't be pink. You look like you've been parboiled, and I don't like you when you're pink, telling people that your prescription isn't going to be filled. Why fill any prescription? The rapture's coming. Hell, why do you want your blood pressure medicine? No, I'm not going to give it to you. Have a stroke. Die and go to heaven. That's how sick they are. This law passed in Arizona specifically protects medical providers, including pharmacists, from disciplinary action if they deny supplying emergency contraception, such as the so-called morning after pill, or devices used to induce an immediate abortion. They would have to make their moral and religious objection in writing. You hand one of these freaks a prescription from your doctor, and what do? Grab a pad and write down, I'm not going to fill this because this is against my teachings and my moral belief system, so no birth control pill for you, booby. Why, when do we get to the point where personal beliefs from somebody who, okay, no offense to pharmacists, don't send me an email. I know you're a pharmacist. I know you work your ass off. I know you you study all the chemistry. You got your degree. I understand. But when did it get to the point where a pill pusher, somebody who works behind a counter at Walgreens or CVS or whatever the hell it is, the Buy-Right, somebody who works behind the counter in a drugstore can override the decision of a physician? When did that happen? Where in the hell were we, Kathy? Did this happen while we were in New York last weekend? When did this happen? Oh, your doctor wrote your prescription? Oh, too bad. I'm not filling it. I'm not filling it. No, I'm not. I'll tell you what you do, sweetie. Go home and pray you don't get pregnant. How's that? Thugs, punks. This is from a few days ago. You know, ever since the USA Patriot Act, was passed, your government, it's not my government, well, it's probably not yours, the government then, has been, to a just incredible degree, using the sneak and peek rules provided. It says here, the government requested and won approval for a record number of special warrants last year, we're already in April, this is last year, for secret wiretaps and searches of, are you ready? Suspected terrorists and spies. Thousands of warrants were issued by the secret courts. Operating with permission from a secretive U.S. court that meets regularly at Justice Headquarters, the FBI has used such warrants to break into homes. Notice the terminology there. To break into homes, offices, hotel rooms, and automobiles, install hidden cameras, search luggage, and eavesdrop on telephone conversations. Agents also have pried into safe deposit boxes, watched from afar with video cameras and binoculars, and intercepted emails. Only a fraction of such warrants each year result in any kind of public disclosure, so little is known outside classified circles about how they work. And you don't think that we are in the secondary, not initial, the secondary stages of a police state in the United States under these filthy, filthy Republicans? All of them. All of them. They are anti-everything. They want to see this country go up in flames. They want to destroy the world so their toy religion will have some sort of fulfillment that will make them happy. Unbelievable. Speaking of crazy people, did you hear about this guy from Texas? Of course. John Brown. Ooh. John Brown is a Texan. He's a born-again Christian, and he's a founder of something called the Zion Oil and Gas Company of Dallas. He is using the Bible as a guide to finding oil in the Holy Land. He is. This is on MSNBC.com. I'm not making this up. He can quote chapter and verse about his latest drilling venture in Israel, where his company has an oil and gas exploration license covering 96,000 acres. He uses the book of Deuteronomy. Most blessed of sons be Asher. Let him be favored by his brothers, and let him dip his foot in oil. Now that's what the Bible says. As Moses blesses one of the dudes from one of the 12 tribes of Israel, right? Let him dip his foot in oil. This moron from Texas thinks they're talking about petroleum. He thinks Moses, right? Moses is talking about petroleum oil. You freak, you moron! 5,000 years ago, do you think Moses was walking around giving blessings to people so they could go dig for oil? For what? Could you eat it? No! You're talking about olive oil, you psychopath. It goes on. Standing next to a 177-foot derrick at Kibbutz Ma'anit in northern Israel, John Brown said the passage indicated there is oil lying beneath the biblical territory of the tribe of Asher, where the agricultural community is located. Geological surveys and an attempt by an Israeli-based company, what, you mean they're crazy there too, to find oil at the same site 10 years ago was abandoned because there wasn't any. John Brown said he raised money for what he calls Project Joseph from fellow evangelical Christians in the United States. He said, oh yeah, they certainly hope to have return on the money, but the basis of it is Genesis chapter 12. I thought it was Deuteronomy 33:24. Oh, that's right, Genesis chapter 12, where God promises to shower blessings on those who bless the great nation sired by Abraham. Oh, my God! I'm going crazy!
Dying to be shown that you are not just any man. So if you are the Christ, yes, the great Jesus Christ, feed my household with his bread.
Buy West Wing, the complete fourth season, Tuesday on DVD. A new term.
God bless the United States of America!
A new threat to national security.
Zoe Bart is missing, and there's a dead agent at the scene.
Tell me now, do you think she's already dead?
And no choice but to step aside.
He's invoking the 25th Amendment.
You're relieved, Mr. President.
DVD includes on-air scenes and bonus features that take you inside the White House and behind the scenes. West Wing, the complete fourth season. Buy it April 5th. And also available on DVD, the complete first three seasons.
Isn't spring great? Colors are in bloom everywhere. Pink petunias in the yard, red roses in the garden, soft lilac in the bedroom.
Bedroom?
I let color bloom in my room with Ace Royal Paint. They've got thousands of colors to choose from, or they'll match any color you want.
Oh, so my kitchen can match my marigolds.
Sure.
And my bedroom, tulips.
Tell us how you let color bloom, and you could win a $1,000 gift card and have your room star in an Ace ad. Plus, save $5 on every gallon of Ace Royal Paint. See your local Ace, the helpful place, for details. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Contest ends 7/31/05. Void where prohibited.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
I met Johnny Cochran on American Airlines from L.A. to New York. And one of the things I love about first class, they serve lobster. So I said to him, well, if you go to sleep, can I have your lobster? And he turned to the flight attendant and he said, if I begin to snore, give Al the claw.
He actually
He did.
You're making that up.
I am not.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
Now we had the, of course they brought the Swift Boat guys in, because what doesn't scream uniting dialogue and then the Swift Boat veterans? That's, now they have a new scatty ad, it's the Iceberg Jim.
Some people say Social Security is not in trouble, just like some thought the Titanic was unsinkable. Once, 16 workers supported one retiree. Today, three workers do. But when younger workers retire, only two will support each retiree. Soon, Social Security will be in the red, spending more than it takes in.
Red, danger.
If nothing is done, it will go bankrupt.
Bankrupt!
President Bush wants to rescue Social Security before we hit the iceberg.
Thank you, President Bush.
Voluntary personal retirement accounts to give younger workers the choice of saving for their own retirement nest egg. No payroll tax increases.
No tax.
And no changes for those 55 or older.
But we have to move ahead with courage and honesty.
Courage.
Because our children's retirement security is more important than partisan politics.
We love you.
To hit the iceberg. Urge Congress to help President Bush save Social Security.
Help him. But the Titanic theme, they're very, very excited about. They're running with that. I believe we have the new ad.
Coming soon, the Titanic Social Security Crisis, starring George W. Bush and Phyllis Diller as the gullible retiree.
Stretch your arms out. Take a risk. Imagine a personal risk ownership society. Bye-bye, gullible retirees.
I'm flying.
I'm king of the world. Gotta go. Got time to invade another country. Oops.
The Titanic Social Security Crisis. Coming soon.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, before we close on your mortgage loan, I want to make sure you remember Mike.
Hi. You can trust me. I'm African-American, just like you.
So, here's the low monthly payments and interest rates we promised, and here's where they triple.
The rest of this stuff is just here to make sure that we get your house when you can't pay us back.
What a lovely house.
Predatory lenders are never this easy to spot.
Call us at 866-222-FAIR and protect yourself with the facts. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
New level of relevance. Stirring the senses. Stirring sensibilities. The Mike 92.1. Madison's Progressive
He's a liberal
Talk.
With a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Ten before the hour. So, okay, so I think I've got it now, okay? Here's this Texas oil man using his Bible as a guide to finding petroleum oil in Israel, right? John Brown, born-again Christian, founder of Zion, oh, that's catchy, Oil and Gas of Dallas. And because there is a blessing in Deuteronomy Chapter 33, verse 24, allegedly from Moses' mouth to the one of the tribes of Israel, this moron is set up an oil exploration site where maybe the tribe of Asher used to live. Okay, now I've got it. 40 years, Moses wandering around the Sinai, wandering around Israel. Well, no, actually, somebody ought to tell John Brown that Moses wasn't allowed to cross over. Joshua crossed over, but Moses had to stay in Sinai. Oh, never mind. But there's Moses walking around for 40 years with that big stick, right? The one he pointed part of the Red Sea with? Or was that, what's his name, NRA boy? You know, whatever the hell his name is, Heston. Anyway, there's Moses with his stick punching the earth. You think he's walking with the stick, thud, step, step, thud, step, step, thud, step, step, thud. What's he doing? He's punching holes looking for oil. That's what he's doing! He's like Jed Clampett 5,000 years ago. Up from the ground came a bubbling crude. Poor Jeb, poor Moses, all of a sudden's a billionaire. Whatever, however the hell, how does that song go? Something like that? Is that how that? So here it is. This guy, John Brown, a born-again Christian from Texas, founder of the Zion Oil and Gas, is trying to make the patriarch of three religions look like Jed Clampett. Is that against the law? Is there anything, anywhere, that says that's not a good thing to do? To turn Moses into Jed Clampett?
Well, first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. His kinfolk said, we gotta move away from here. Let's move to the land of Asher. And 5,000 years from now, some moron will come over here and drill for oil. Hey, hey, hoobadoobadada.
These people stink. They stink. They stink! They all have dead animals in their heads. Moses as Jed Clampett? Oh my God! So to speak. So this moron, this John Brown, says he raised money for what he calls Project Joseph. Project Joseph? What the hell? From fellow evangelical Christians in the United States. Well, that's easy enough. And he says, from the investment standpoint, they certainly hope to have a return on the money. But the basis of it is Genesis chapter 12. That's where the cloud being said, oh yeah, well, you know, be nice to Israel and I'll let you find oil. Oh my God. Be nice to Israel and you can have some. Here, you want some oil? Here. I'm going to send Moses out there, and he's going to punch his stick in the ground, and, you know, some freak 5,000 years later will say, do you know Moses was Jed Clampett? I don't get it. I really don't. How can Christians, so-called, quotes around it, how can these Christians be so sacrilegious? How can they be so stupid? How can they be so vile? That the Bible, Deuteronomy, was written for oil exploration? The Genesis and Exodus, all that stuff about the children of God wandering in the desert for 40 years, that was an oil exploration trip? Oh, you people make me sick. And then you get these other freaks. About what is it? The book of Jabez? Who? Some arcane little dusty comment in the Bible about Jabez was okay because he had a shop and he opened another shop. And God found favor with that? So this freak here in Atlanta, some evangelical freak, makes $1 million selling a book to people that says, yeah, well, God wants you to make lots of money. You know, Jesus said, easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man enter into the kingdom of heaven. Who's right? Is Jesus right, or are these people who write this stuff prostituting and corrupting and turning Christianity into nothing but a pack of whorish lies? Who's right? Jesus or them? Huh? Take your pick. God, I gotta go get a drink. I swear to God. Am I allowed to have a drink and then come back on the air? Okay, great. This is Air America.
Last night, I was at the Radio and TV Correspondents' Dinner in Washington, a black-tie gathering of several thousand media people. And the highlight, or lowlight, came when I walked past Roger Ailes, head of Fox News, where I am a commentator. I offered a quick greeting, and he replied, David, say hello to Paul Wolfowitz. I've written many a mean but true thing about Wolfowitz. I've more or less called him a liar and blasted him for not preparing for the post-invasion period. So what did I do? Well, I was caught off guard. He put his hand out, I shook it and mumbled, good to see you, and shuffled off. How lame. I could have said, I'm glad you've left the Pentagon before the next invasion. Or, please don't do to the World Bank what you've done to the world. But sadly, I let our team down. Damn it. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
Mother Jones Magazine reports this month that privatization has run amok. And it's not just Social Security that's at risk. Ideas and words that used to belong to the public are quickly slipping into private hands. Donald Trump has trademarked the phrase, you're fired, and the hand gesture that goes with it. Excerpts from Martin Luther King's speeches are cut from textbooks because publishers can't afford to buy the rights from his family. Comedians had to fend off music industry lawyers when they made a parody of the song This Land Is Your Land. But it doesn't stop there. Public universities are now auctioning off their scientific research to corporations. Taxpayers pay for this research, but then it's locked up by corporations and used for private profit. President Bush has pushed for an ownership society. But let's hope this doesn't turn into a country where everything is owned. Words and knowledge belong to everyone. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Mornings at
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
George Bush's right-hand man is now a Halliburton lobbyist.
And I heard he broke his femur. Oh, no, he was FEMA director. Yeah, sometimes we have low standards here.
Right.
I just wanted to...
You just had to do that, didn't you?
I just wanted to do it. Joe Scarborough. He's a Nobel Prize nominated head of FEMA.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
I'm Barb Hornick from Family Enhancement, which is a parent education and support agency that's been in the community of Dane County since 1974.
Find out more about your local groups.
The Interracial Families Network is a monthly meeting of support for multicultural families. We meet monthly the second Monday of the month at the Family Centers building at 2124 to Mayhew Avenue. from 6:30 to 8.
Log on to themike921.com. Click on the Get Involved link and stay active.
My name is Matt Cohn from Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Greg Black. The city of Rome under virtual lockdown tonight as security preparations kick into high gear for the funeral of Pope John Paul. Vehicle traffic has been banned in the center of the city, airspace over the city has been closed, and anti-aircraft batteries are on alert. The services are set to begin at 4 a.m. Eastern Time. CNN Radio's Alessio Vinci has more from Rome.
Some of the preparation underway here, they have prepositioned hundreds, if not thousands, of bottles of water. Police, of course, the police presence, of course, has been beefed up. Of course, tomorrow they expect at least 200 among dignitaries, ministers, prime ministers, government officials, as well as, of course, the U.S. president and the two former U.S. presidents.
Some 15,000 security forces will be on hand, including hundreds of Italian soldiers. One bit of controversy over the funeral. Former Boston Cardinal Bernard Law has been tapped to lead one of the daily masses in the 9-day mourning period following the funeral. Law, of course, forced to resign in disgrace over the priest's sex abuse scandal in his archdiocese. Graphic testimony today in the Michael Jackson trial. A former security guard at Jackson's Neverland Ranch told the jury he saw Jackson perform oral sex on a boy who later received a huge settlement from the singer. But pool reporter Jane Velez Mitchell says Jackson's attorney appeared to do a very good job of rebutting that testimony.
He asked a lot of questions, like, didn't you tell your landlady, this is of the ex-security guard, that you're going to be driving around in a Mercedes and you're going to have $2 million in your pocket by the time your lawsuit's over with Michael Jackson? He says no. Well, you can be sure that he's going to probably bring that landlady up in his defense case to say that.
Don't look for any relief at the gas pumps anytime soon. In fact, the Energy Department predicts prices will continue rising to $2.35 a gallon in the next few weeks. The department says prices will stay high at least through next year. This is CNN Radio News.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something, Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Welch's White Grape Juice presents Gold Medal Mothers.
I have seen some amazing maternal moments, but this is just tremendous. She's not only strapped her son in the car seat, but she actually showed her husband how to install it. Wait, even more impressive, she's now sharing her Welch's White Grape Juice with her family. It's another delicious moment made possible by Mom and Welch's.
Everyone loves the delicately sweet taste of Welch's 100% White Grape Juice. Delicious golden juice made with Welch's Niagara grapes and no added sugar. Welch's 100% White Grape Juice. Reach for the gold.
A Texas man is behind bars accused of opening fire on his son's high school football coach today. Authorities say the man was apparently angry because his son had been banned from all school athletics. Another popular painkiller off the market, Pfizer Pharmaceuticals today pulling Bextra at the request of the Food and Drug Administration. The FDA's Dr. Stephen Galson says the drug has been linked to an increased risk of heart attack as well as to some potentially serious skin reactions.
Stevens-Johnson syndrome is one of them. It's a rash that becomes worse and worse, and unfortunately it can become so bad to result in death.
A travel warning today for tourists visiting the Middle East. The State Department urging Americans to avoid Israel because of the potential for terrorist attack. Taiwan has agreed to begin importing U.S. beef again. Taiwanese government had banned American beef imports after the discovery of a mad cow case in Washington State some 14 months ago. This is news from CNN Radio. Mother Nature interfering with today's opening round of the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta. Tomorrow's forecast calling for more rain, but CNN Radio's Patrick Snell says organizers are still hopeful.
The first round should be completed early Friday, but once again the threat of more thunderstorms could well put a real damper on the season's first major. But the organizers here are very confident that they can get through two rounds by the end of tomorrow. I think it could well be a tall order because, as I say, those rains are expected to come through in the afternoon.
Chris DeMarco had the low score of the day. He's 4-under through 14 holes. And the woman responsible for the Brenda Starr comic strip has died. Dale Messick was 90. 28 years old. At its peak in the 1950s, her strip was carried in 250 newspapers all over the world. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
You can't vote down veterans' benefits and then be an advocate of tax cuts of up to $100 billion and tell the people that you're a good American. It doesn't fly with those who have paid the price.
Well, you can't do it if you're a moral person, but if you're a Republican, you can do it.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
How do you want to spend your retirement?
Alicia Willis of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
Whether it's a cruise every month, time in the garden, golf, visits to the grandkids, planning and saving now can make your retirement dreams a reality. Your life, your choices. Choose to save.
Target how much you need to save by completing the ballpark estimate worksheet at www.choosetosave.org. That's choosetosave.org.
Choose to save.
Seekers, here's your voice. It's Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. The federal investigation into who leaked the name of Valerie Plame's name, the wife of former Ambassador Joe Wilson, who wrote a newspaper opinion piece, remember this, ancient history, criticizing the Bush administration's claim that Iraq had sought uranium in Niger. The CIA had asked Wilson to check out the Iranian claim. And in return, when he came back with the truth, that's one thing the Bush crime family does not want. It's the truth about anything. Follow the company lie, or we will, go after your wife. Well, the investigation is pretty much over. The U.S. attorney in Chicago, Patrick Fitzgerald, says his work is complete. Except for one large omission, and that's a hearing from the two reporters who are fighting court order to answer questions under oath. Robert Novak? No. Matthew Cooper of Time? And Judith Miller of the New York Times? Neither one of them wrote the original story that revealed the identity of Valerie Plame. That was Robert Novak in a column in 2003 who cited two unidentified senior Bush administration officials as his sources. Now, why is Novak still on CNN? This smarmy, sneaky, useless rat who exposes in his toy column the name of a CIA operative whose contacts around the globe are then, within 24 hours, murdered. How many died, Robert Novak, because of your jerking around this story? How many died, huh, Bob? Do you know? You pop-eyed freak. How many? 10? 20? 30? How many people did you kill, Novak? You right-winger? You freak? How many? So now Fitzgerald in Chicago says, well, I guess we're finished. Floyd Abrams, the famed constitutional attorney, is representing these two reporters He says that the prosecutor, Fitzgerald, U.S. Attorney Fitzgerald, I should say, has not explained why the reporter's testimony is important to the case. Novak has refused to say whether he has testified or even been subpoenaed. Why should he? Cute little coy decrepit old man sitting there still on crossfire. CNN, shame on you for having this pig on the air. Shame on you, CNN. You're complicit in murder. You're complicit in treason. Hey, CNN, you're complicit in allowing a pig like this who revealed the name of the CIA agent, which is against the law, to continue on your airwaves. I don't think even Fox has gotten this far into the swill and the slime as CNN to allow Novak to continue. And the Chicago Sun-Times, shame on you. You have a treasonous dog on your staff who writes a column every day, who's making money on the corpses of God knows how many people. Oh, well, this is just normal stuff for Republicans. Normal stuff. Disclosure of an undercover intelligence officer's identity can be a federal crime if prosecutors can show that the leak was intentional and that the person who released the information knew that the CIA officer's identity was secret. Now, why isn't Bob Novak fired from CNN, fired from the Sun-Times, and in a prison someplace? Why isn't he, huh? Because he's a Republican. Because he's connected. Because he is a right-wing conservative. That's why. So the investigation is essentially over as soon as they can get these two reporters to... say what? I don't know. Even their attorney doesn't know. Now, there is some good news. David Horowitz, you scumsucker, you turncoat, president of some little organization called the Center for the Study of Popular Culture. Yeah, did you hear about this? In Indianapolis? He got pied at Butler University last night. He was speaking about what he calls the leftist domination. These right-wingers love that term, don't they? Domination. The leftist domination of college campuses. He was hit with a pie at Butler University. Horowitz's brown-shirted neo-Nazi supporters followed the assailants, out of the hall and confronted them with what a witness, this is according to the Indianapolis Star, confronted them with what a witness called pushing and shoving. Horowitz said, quote, "There's a wave of violence on college campuses committed by what I'd call fascists opposing conservatives. It's one step from that to injury." Aw, David, really? A cream pie in your face, punk? Aw. Now, David Horowitz, he used to suck up to the Black Panther Party back in the 60s out in Oakland, California. He was the white boy who just couldn't get enough of Panther philosophy. He assisted Paul Krasner in forming the magazine, the alternative newspaper magazine, whatever the hell, Ramparts. Now, I happen to know Paul Krasner. Haven't talked to him for 5 years. But I've hung out with him. I've gotten high with him. And Krasner has told me that Horowitz was the worst kind of white boy on the planet. He would suck up to people of color. Hey, I'm almost Negro. Hey, you got any black women I can date? He was the worst kind of racist. And I've been told that Horowitz was looked at by the Oakland chapter of the Panthers was one of the more, shall we say, active chapters of the Panthers back then. And there's David Horowitz. But then he had, I don't know, some kind of conversion, right? On the road to where? San Francisco? I don't know. And he became a Republican. And then he became a right-winger. And then he became, Jewish boy that he is, a neo-Nazi. How's that? Huh? How's that for smashing your heritage into the ground? For standing on the corpses of 8 million? How is that, Horowitz? you turncoat, you neo-Nazi, you and Novak. So he got pied. Aww! There's a wave of violence on college campuses. Cream pies! Cream pies today! Improvised explosive devices tomorrow, right, David? So it's the second time in a week that one of these right-wing neo-Nazi lecturers has been hit by a pie at an Indiana university. What was a couple of, March 30th, Bill Kristol, editor of the Weekly Standard. Another Jewish boy who's gone over to the Nazi side. I don't get this. I do not get this. American Jews who become Nazis, brown shirts, who practice and instigate and lecture in favor of the policies of Adolf Hitler that sent millions upon millions of people into the gas chambers and the death camps. What the hell is wrong with you people? But Kristol was speaking at Earlham College in Richmond, Indiana, and he got pied. And Ann Coulter got pied. This is a way to do it. Cover these people in whipped cream. Make them look like the morons that they are, the clowns, the goofballs, except when you stand on the corpses of 8 billion people. Is that clownish? Or is that poison? David Horowitz, shame on you, Horowitz. Shame on you. Shame on you. This is Air America.
Spring great. Colors are in bloom everywhere. Pink petunias in the yard, red roses in the garden, soft lilac in the bedroom.
Bedroom?
I let color bloom in my room with Ace Royal Paint. They've got thousands of colors to choose from, or they'll match any color you want.
Oh, so my kitchen could match my marigolds.
Sure.
And my bedroom, tulips.
Tell us how you let color bloom and you could win a $1,000 gift card and have your room star in an Ace ad. Plus, save $5 on every gallon of Ace Royal Paint. See your local Ace, the helpful place, for details. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Contest ends 7/31/05. Void where prohibited.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Guess the quote. Here we go. I think it's a nutty idea to fool around with the Social Security system and run the risk of hurting the people who've been saving all their lives. It may be a new idea, but it's a dumb one.
Rob Reiner.
George H.W. Bush.
What?
Yeah, he actually said that in a response to a question from fellow presidential candidate Pete DuPont during a presidential debate. George H.W. didn't think that was such a good idea.
Stephanie Miller. Oops. Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, "Excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should." "Go ahead," she said. "Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom?" "No," said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
Feel like the left has you imprisoned in Madison? Fear not. For more details, keep listening to News Talk 1310 WIBA.
You can listen online anytime, anywhere. Just go to themike921.com. Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
I'd like to know who leaked. And if anybody's got any information, they ought to take it to the Justice Department so we can find out the leaker.
Gotta find the leaker. All right, I've got to do this. I've got to do, before we lose our New York audience, I've got to do the Limbaugh thing, okay? Kathy, do you have those ready? What this is all about, of course, is the Terry Schiavo memo. Remember that filthy memo that the Republicans, being true to form, were circulating about, hey, this is a great opportunity. You know, this bitch is dead. This is a breathing corpse. So, man, jump on this. You know, it's going to be hard for the Democrats. We can really get some mileage out of this rotting corpse over here. Come on. I'm kind of embellishing. But that was the gist of it. That was the heart and soul of it. Come on. We'll excite our base. They'll really think we're pro-life. That was in a memo. And so all the Republicans are saying, and these right-wing bloggers, you little rats, you right-wing rats who do the blogs out there, say, "Nah, there's no memo! Ah, just like Dan Rather, we're going to get you again. We're going to get you again. There's no memo!" So it turns out that Mel Martinez, Senator, Republican, Florida, admitted yesterday that his legal counsel was the author of the memo. Brian Darling, a former lobbyist for the Alexander Strategy Group. They're the ones that want everybody to pack a gun. He offered his resignation, and it was immediately accepted. Senator Martinez said, "Oh, well, you know, who'd have known? Who'd have known, huh?" But this is what Republicans do. They are liars. They are killers. As long as they can lie and kill, somebody else, somebody else's kid. The part that gets me is where Martinez is still trying to pretend like, what was it that he said? He said that that he had no idea that a memo had been written by his own staff member, his own legal counsel. Now get this, right? Here's a lawyer who writes something and doesn't clear it with his client and releases it to the rest of the Senate. You're going to believe that? Huh? Let's go exploring for oil in Israel then, huh? We'll use the Bible as our guide. How would that be? Blah, 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 blah. So this is what Mel Martinez wants everybody to believe. Yeah, it was my damned old lawyer. Gosh. He wrote it. I didn't know anything about it. That's a lie. He said he had no prior knowledge of the document. He's quoted as saying, until this afternoon, I think that's today, until this afternoon, I had never seen it and had no idea a copy of it had ever been in my possession. But it turns out, according to Senator Tom Harkin, that Martinez himself had handed the document to Senator Tom Harkin. Democrat, Iowa. Now, Martinez claims that he thought what he was giving Harkin was background information on this bill. Harkin supported it, by the way. Okay? So Martinez now, a double lie, a triple lie. Another lying, filthy, degenerate Republican in the United States Senate. Let's jump on Terry Schiavo's corpse. Let's bounce up and down. Let's use her as a trampoline. Let's see how much bounce we can get out of this story. Huh? Let's make it sound like we want to ram the tube back into her gut. Ha, ha, ha. Isn't that funny? Ha, 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 ha. And our constituents will love it because we're pro-life. We're a culture of life. Ram the tube back in. Ha, ha, ha. We'll get some mileage out of this. Ha, ha, ha. Memo? What memo? I don't know anything about no memo. It was my lawyer. And he never clears anything like this with me. Ever. I just let him do whatever he wants. It's astonishing. The level of corruption. Tom DeLay, Mel Martinez. It just goes on and on. Steve Beyer, who wants to change the definition of a veteran. It never stops. It never stops with these people. Never. 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 They're destroying the country. They're destroying morality. They're destroying ethical behavior. They're destroying Jesus. They're destroying God. They're destroying everything they get their hands on. Oh, I had no idea what I was handing my colleague, the wonderful senator from Iowa, Tom Harkin. I had no idea that it was a memo written by my lawyer, by my staff legal counsel, suggesting that we bounce on Terry Schiavo's bloated dead body. I had no idea that's what that memo was about. Damn! Well, it's okay, because my lawyer has resigned. I'll find another one. I'm Mel Martinez, senator from Florida. I'm a Republican. I love God, and I love Jesus, and as long as I can suck in air, the queers will never get to marry. Never! This is Air America.
The Windsor Court Hotel, the Charleston Place, Amelia Island Plantation, the Renaissance Park 55. Hi, I'm David Orrick. What do all of these luxury hotels have in common? My 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum. Try my Orrick XL risk-free in your own home for 30 days, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic 92.1.
There's no doubt that the corporate quid pro quo has polluted our political process. Endless campaign cash has been exchanged in return for legislation that benefits a select few and leaving almost all of us in its wake. That's not democracy, that's corporate tyranny. Our legislation is intended to benefit the most of us while protecting the least of us. Almost all federal legislation in the past 4 years can be seen as a major boon for corporations and a burden for the majority of people. I'm Lee Rayburn, and we must begin throwing out the culprits of this corruption and fighting for reform that returns the people to our political process. We can start by focusing our resources on defeating Capitol Hill's alpha crook, Tom DeLay. While he doesn't represent my voting district, as House Majority Leader, he does represent me, and while I can't vote against him, we can use the legal campaign tools he's used against us in order to overthrow him. One of Tom DeLay's political action committees, Texans for a Republican Majority, or TRIMPAC, is currently being investigated for violating campaign finance laws by using corporate donations to fund Republican candidates. DeLay used the Celebrations for Children charity to funnel soft money from anonymous businesses into fundraising events at the Republican convention in New York. At a fundraiser for the DeLay Foundation for Kids charity, he took a $100,000 check from a private prison corporation in exchange for promoting the privatization of half of Texas prisons. Westar Energy executives told the House Ethics Committee that they paid a Tom DeLay Political Action Committee $56,500 in exchange for the opportunity to help draft legislation. He also violated House rules by accepting a trip to South Korea paid in full by a South Korean lobbying group. DeLay isn't too worried because two recent appointments to the House Ethics Committee are also donors to his legal fund. Tom DeLay is a corrupt crook operating in a corrupted political process, and although he's a local representative, it's in our nation's best interest to defeat DeLay. Tens of millions of Americans can and must overthrow a government that is currently controlled by the tens of millions in cash from a few corporations. I'll do my part. I'm Lee Rayburn, and I'm on the mic 92.1.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the mic 92.1.
Righties are really good at asking the straight question for yes, no. Are they closing VA clinics in America? And the answer is yes. Are they reducing benefits? The answer is yes. Are they fully funding veterans benefits? And the answer is no.
Straight talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mic 92.1.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that?
Help me, I'm in the toilet, I can't get out. It's horrendous!
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crap in their pants.
Enough about World War II, I get it, you were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz, you were there, I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God! I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he was dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crapped their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already?
Paid for by Swift Boat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow, that's,
you've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
I used to listen to NPR every morning, and I don't anymore. I just listen to Mark and Mark, and I laugh all the way to work, and they put me in a good mood.
Madison, you're on the mic.
People
border to border and coast to coast. The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
26 before the hour. All right, I want you to hear this now. This is Rush, Death by Temptation, Limbaugh. Listen as the oxymoron here claims that the leaked Martinez memo about the value of using poor Terry Schiavo for their political gain, the Republicans, is all trumped up. Is Rush still on drugs? The answer to that is yes, hell yes, double hell yes. Of course he is. Even Martinez now acknowledges the memo came from his office, and his attorney has resigned. Here's my resignation. Give me that resignation letter! Does Rush's bobble-headed listeners actually think Republican right-wing psychopath Martinez is lying about the fact that the memo... Oh, Jesus, here he is. This makes me ill. Hold your nose. Here comes Drug Boy!
We've now learned that an aide in Mel Martinez's office wrote this memo that supposedly was circulating on the Senate floor. There's no proof of that. A lot of Republican senators claim they never even saw this memo.
Oh.
And the media just going ape. They're going bananas. This is payback for Dan Rather. This is payback for those forged memos. This is payback for a whole bunch of things. I'm not sure that I would have forced the guy to quit. I'm not sure that I would have hid behind... What was wrong with this? What's wrong with the Republicans having political strategy sessions? They didn't in this case, but even if they had, so what?
So what indeed? So what indeed, you pig? You filthy drug-using pig! Just because we're using the poor, twisted body of Terry Schiavo for political gain to win points with the religious morons in our home districts, since the gay marriage idea is dead in the water, so what? So what if we're using her just because we turned this woman's medical condition into a media circus and cause all kinds of hell for all members of her family? So what? We're Republicans! Using and exploiting the weak and defenseless for our personal benefit is what we do best. Payback for Dan Rather, you sick bastard! Oh my God! Send your maid back to the Waffle House or the Pancake Dump or wherever and get some more drugs! You're much more entertaining when you're talking like this.
Was your microphone on? I don't know. Where? You hear? Up, down?
Now, listen while Rush gets all sweaty over Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid's recent attacks on delays, ethics violations. Rush calls Harry Reid Dingy Harry. Oh, isn't that cute? Dingy Harry, like Dirty Harry. Dingy, isn't that cute? Oh, Rush, you're so cute. Oh, that's such a knee slapper. Oh, my God, out here in Kansas or Georgia or Michigan or wherever we listen to you, you useless blob of protoplasm. We love that, Dingy Harry. But I want you to hear the pig man's take on minority rights. Priceless. Remember what we've always said about the neocons' attitude toward the weaker in society? Think about it.
The whole problem here with Dingy Harry is these guys are losing elections and are in the minority. And they think they still ought to be able to run the show, nevertheless. They think 45 senators ought to be all you need to get what you want in the United States Senate. It doesn't work that way, Dingy Harry. You're losing elections. You don't have the power of the majority. And I'm getting so fed up with all these rights of the minority talk that we hear, and the power of the minority, fairness of the minority. I don't misunderstand. I'm not for discrimination, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm also concerned about the rights to the majority.
Yeah, because rich, white Republican men in America just can't catch a break, you useless chunk of meat. No wonder Tom DeLay had to steal. It's because he's in the majority and he's got no rights. He's a white man who wields more power than anyone in the history of the human race, and he can't catch a break. Oh, these Democrat sons of bitches. Oh, they're trying to do all these bad things to us. Oh, I can't stand it anymore. Give me some more Oxycontin. Give me some more. 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 Fairness of the minority? Screw that. Kill them. Just like Hitler did. They're the minority. They don't have any rights. Jews didn't have any rights. In Germany, why should Democrats, why should minorities, why should black people, brown people, all those damn colors? I get sick of it. I like pink people like me who do OxyContin. Rush is back on drugs. Isn't that clear? He and Horowitz now sit around and do blotter acid. They do. They sit there and go, here, try some of this, Rush. Oh, wow. I see brown people. Man, this is good. Hey, Darren, come here. Drop your CNN thing. Come here, try some of this.
Oh, I don't think I should.
Here, eat some of this and then go on CNN. Come on, Darren.
I see brown people. They're everywhere. They walk around like everyone else. They don't even know they're brown.
You want some proof that Limbaugh, the pig man, has been dipping into Horowitz or Rumsfeld or somebody's stash of acid? Listen as he tries to convince his ditto heads that all the charges against DeLay have been fabricated.
The queers did it. The feminists did it. The ACLU did it.
You know, Vicodin-induced paranoia never, ever leaves you.
In the first place, all of these ethics violations against DeLay have been drummed up by Democrat 527s like MoveOn.org and George Soros-sponsored groups. All these so-called ethics questions have taken place down in front of a political prosecutor down in Texas. I can tell you a little bit about how that works. These things have been drummed up. They didn't come about as a result of DeLay activity. They have come about because of political activity. And here, once again, the press seeks to ignore the source of these complaints or charges and simply give them credence.
Hell, just because they're true doesn't mean the reporters should give them credence. That makes perfect sense. Pass me that hit of window pane and turn on the black lights on your way out, okay? And crank up the iron butterfly in a Gotta Da Vida, baby. Hey, Darren! Darren, come here, bitch!
And Rush never sent his maid to score illegal pharmaceuticals in the Denny's parking lot in Florida either, did he? This is the kind of airway filth that the pig man has been pumping out, and his little parrot, Sean Hannity, for the past 10 years. DeLay is innocent. DeLay, who killed a bill in the Senate condemning the use of 12 and 13-year-olds in the North Mariana Islands as whores. DeLay, who killed in the United States House a bill that would have condemned the use of slave labor in the Mariana Islands. DeLay, who takes his daughter with him so she can get into hot tubs and dump champagne all over herself and the male lobbyists. DeLay, family values Tom DeLay. This is him. And Rush, the pig man, the drunk, drug-using criminal, defends him. And the FCC sits back and raises hell if somebody on Air America says the F word. You talk about air pollution. You talk about corrupting this society. Rush Limbaugh, shame on you. Hell waits for your pinkness.
Well, I had no idea the memo was all about stepping on Terry Schiavo's corpse in order to further the pro-life movement of us Republicans. Now, I'm Senator Mel Martinez, okay? And my lawyer did it. My lawyer did it. My legal counsel, his name is Darling. Isn't that cute? Huh? His name is Brian Darling. I bet the queers love that one. Huh? Don't you think? So there's a pig man defending this. But this is the way it goes.
And all the charges against Tom DeLay were made up by MoveOn.org and George Soros. DeLay was doing stuff when MoveOn.org didn't even exist in some wild-ass liberal's imagination. MoveOn.org, oh, stop! Tom DeLay and his family values have been ripping off the U.S. taxpayer and the government and law enforcement for decades. He's a thug, a punk, a criminal. Oh, but it's the big man would tell you it's George Soros made all this up. Yeah, Rush, you're really using it. Hey, up your dose, punk. Go ahead. Take it up to 300 or 400 mg a day. I want to see what happens when somebody goes absolutely crazy, whose brain turns into Swiss cheese on a radio show. I want to see that. By God, Rush, on that day I'll listen. When your brain is just eaten away like spongiform encephalitis. Only from Vicodin. And what's the other one, Kathy? Oxycontin. Do you know what's going to happen to you, Limburger? Do you know? Remember Terry Schiavo's brain who had gone liquid? You do, don't you? Huh? I can't believe I just played 3 sound bites from the big man. Woo! Lord, have mercy. This is Air America.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
You know, there's this weird mixture of self-defeatism and self-righteousness that comes in liberal packages. Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, hey, man, this is what's right, but I don't know how we're going to get it done. You know, I mean, it's like, dude, it makes so much sense, but there's just no way to, you know, facilitate it. So, I don't know. Do you want to get something to eat?
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
Bill Clinton's far-reaching plan to eliminate al-Qaeda root and branch was completed only a few weeks before the inauguration of George W. Bush. If it had been implemented then, a former senior Clinton aide told Time, quote, we would be handing the Bush administration a war when they took office. Instead, Clinton and company decided to turn over the plan to the Bush administration to carry out. Clinton trusted Bush to protect America. This proved 9 months later to be a disastrous mistake, perhaps the biggest one Clinton ever made. Clinton's national security advisor, Sandy Berger, remembered how little help the previous Bush administration had provided to his team. Believing that the nation's security should transcend political bitterness, Berger arranged 10 briefings for his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and her deputy, Stephen Hadley. Berger made a special point of attending the briefing on terrorism. He told Dr. Rice, quote, I believe that the Bush administration will spend more time on terrorism in general and on al-Qaeda specifically than any other subject. Which brings me to a lie. When Time asked about the conversation, quote, Rice declined to comment but through a spokeswoman said she recalled no briefing at which Berger was present. Perhaps so, Dr. Rice, but might I direct our mutual friends, my listeners, to a certain December 30th, 2001 New York Times article? Perhaps you know the one, Condi. Shall I quote it? Quote, "As he prepared to leave office last January, Mr. Berger met with his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and gave her a warning. According to both of them, he said that terrorism, and particularly Mr. bin Laden's brand of it, would consume far more of her time than she had ever imagined."
Take this cough test. Name this cough. That's a flu and cold cough. That's a COPD cough or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Any persistent cough should be checked by your doctor. Don't take chances. Get answers. Visit the American Lung Association online at lungusa.org. The American Lung Association, improving life one breath at a time.
Stephanie Miller, tune in weekday mornings at 8. It's your voice and your opinions, but it's my show.
On Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1. You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
She wants to shine forever in time. She is so driven, she's always mine. Clearly and free, she wants it to be a part of the future, a girl like me. There is a sky illuminating us. Someone is out there that we truly trust. There is a rainbow. Eternally, God is a girl wherever you are. Do you believe?
It's about 9 before the hour. Right, I'm just about out of my mind tonight. I really am. I know it's just been real difficult listening tonight. But what the hell? All right, Kathy is threatening me if I don't take some phone calls. You know, this happens every night. So let's start with Lowell, who's calling from Tampa. Lowell, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, Mike. I've been listening to you tonight, and you're definitely on a roll.
I took too much vitamin C today. I mean real vitamin C. You know, I take vitamins every day. I took 3 grams today because I thought I was getting a cold, and this is what happens.
Well, as far as that, well, a couple of points. Well, the Mel Martinez thing, yeah, Mel's behind that. Come on.
He
probably got advice from Karl Rove on how to deal with this. I know, hey, let's blame the media.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. You know, stuff like that. I mean, the moment I heard that, I said, "Yeah, okay."
I like the deal that he cut with his so-called legal advisor. Can you imagine a lawyer who works for a senator releasing a document without the senator going over every letter, every comma, every semicolon, and then Martinez has the audacity to suggest that this was done without his okay? This is what they always do. So the lawyer now goes, "Okay, I'll throw myself on the sword." You know what's going to happen to the lawyer? He's going to become a lobbyist. He's going to continue to work for Martinez, but he won't be paid by Martinez. He'll be paid by, Reliant Oil Energy or somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Or it could be worse. He'd become a commentator on Fox.
Well, there's no money there.
well, you know, it's prestige and power.
Right.
Bush administration. And you were mentioning earlier about, what was this, Horowitz? You know, the Jew that suck up the blacks or whatever. Kind of on a similar note, I have a manager where I work that's a log cabin, and I just found this out Monday. And, you know, nice guy, whatever, on the surface, whatever, but as soon as he talks to Bush, he gets this glow in his eye, like he wants to go to bed with Bush or something like that. And I said, so why become a log cabin? He says, well, I believe in 90% of what he says. I just don't agree with what he says about gays or whatever. And I said,
you're talking about a gay man?
A gay man.
Okay, who's saying he's going to become a log cabin Republican?
No, he is a log cabin Republican.
Just hand him a loaded pistol.
Yeah, I just said.
And tell him, you know, show him where his forehead is.
Mm-hmm.
Because any gay man who supports a Republican is committing suicide. Is well, maybe not in the moment, but is guaranteeing his own death.
Yeah, that's like me as a black guy voting for David Duke for senator. Or,
well, there you go.
Or Jews voting for Hitler. Well, we don't agree with his stance on Jews, but we believe in Hitler's mission.
No, there, wow. Right. I do not understand the mind of a log cabin Republican. I don't understand the man of mind of a Republican. Period.
Cutting your own throat for crying out loud.
Well, worse than that, it's like the ancient Japanese harakiri, where you get down on your knees and you ram the ritual knife into your guts and twist. I this is insane. This is, tell your friend the log cabin Republican that he's committing ritual suicide.
I agree with that. You know, on that note, I'm going to leave it right there.
Oh, that's a good place to leave it. All right, thanks, Lowell.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate the comments. Frank is calling from Ontario, Canada. Hey, Frank.
Hey there. Oh, sorry, I just had to take you off speakerphone.
Oh, good. Thank you. No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I haven't called you in a while. But anyways, one of these things, what happens when you have to go for a March break trip is to listen to the pig man along the way until at least I get to where I need to go, and I can get some Air America.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually, he had a piece on there today where he was talking about the state of Maryland, how they were going to have Walmart or any other large corporation that hires over 10,000 employees.
Yeah.
Pay 8% of their payroll towards health benefits. And Limbaugh thinks that's not a good thing to do, because if you're a large business, then that'll be like extortion.
Well, not only that, Limbaugh is a right-wing Republican. He loves death. He wants people to die. He doesn't want people to have health insurance, whether they work for Walmart or the U.S. government or the U.S. military. Limbaugh is a cadaver-eating zombie. He loves death. He's like every Republican. They want as much death as they can possibly bring about. That's why he doesn't want 8% Walmart health care. That's beside the point. The main point is Limbaugh is a death worshiper, just like all of these Republicans. They want death. They love death.
Yeah, and they want to see people suffer, really.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
I guess they figure that they're immune from suffering and death. You know, Limbaugh is so insane, he jams ice picks into his ears in the form of OxyContin. He makes himself deaf. I wonder if Darren Kagan at CNN, his girlfriend, I wonder how she deals with that. Hey, Rush! Rush! Hey, Rush! You know, she's sitting 2 feet away from him.
Yeah, and you know, you get inside this guy's mind, the criminal mind of him, and... Take this as an example. He makes a suggestion that Walmart should take 5,000 of their employees to get under the 10,000 mark, move them across into a neighboring state so they can get away from this law.
Yeah,
so
well, let me tell you, Frank, I have to leave it there, but let me tell you, someday what's going to happen, the demon god is going to pinch off his head and throw it into hell, and they're going to use it as a soccer ball. Frank, thanks for checking in. We got a break here. Final hour coming up, folks. New York, I love you. Too bad you got to go. Go to the internet, quick. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol Arthritis Pain. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use only as directed.
If you have stiffness, swelling in one or more joints, or fatigue that accompanies joint pain, you may be suffering from arthritis. Although arthritis is more common in older women, it can occur at any age. To help control joint pain, make sure you maintain a healthy weight. Just a few extra pounds can put added stress on your bones. Also, stay physically fit and flexible, get plenty of rest, and use hot or cold treatments to relieve pain. Remember to talk to your health care provider first about an exercise program that's right for you. This health tip has been brought to you by Tylenol Arthritis.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
This guy is...
falling. No, it doesn't have to be. Well, that's not what we're saying. We're saying that the ice cap is melting. Now, let's just wacko talk to the righties out there. Man, you can't talk about this on the radio. I mean, we've been told for over a decade that we're just a bunch of whacked out lefties. Science doesn't matter. Physical evidence doesn't even matter.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
This is actor Angie Harmon working as a volunteer tutor. Here, she's teaching kids to spell habeas corpus. Here, prosecutable. Angie played a lawyer on TV.
To find out how you can volunteer in your community, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS. When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Make a difference. Volunteer. This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Ryan, and I'm on the mic.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Greg Black. 15,000 security forces patrolling the city of Rome at this hour as the world prepares to say a final goodbye to Pope John Paul. Robert Moynihan is editor of Inside the Vatican. He says the atmosphere around St. Peter's Square right now is a very eerie one.
And if you walk down in these streets, out from the square, people are lying in sleeping bags, people are lining up, and it's like everyone is quiet, everyone is sad.
CNN Radio's Alessio Venci says preparations for the funeral itself are winding down.
The funeral expected to start tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock local time, and the preparations are in full swing, for the first time in the last 4 days, this entire area has been totally cleared of pilgrims as well as tourists.
The Pope's funeral begins at 4 a.m. Eastern Time. A day of explosive testimony in the Michael Jackson child molestation trial. One of Jackson's former security guards testified that he once saw the singer perform oral sex on a young boy. Pool reporter Jane Velez Mitchell says it was hard to gauge the jury's reaction to that testimony.
Just because they're somber and quiet doesn't mean that they're not impacted by this testimony. They don't have to cry to be impacted. They could quietly be very disturbed by this testimony, just very quietly and very privately.
Gas prices, of course, are high, but not as high as they're going to be this summer. That warning today from the Energy Department. They're projecting a national average of $2.35 a gallon by May. Authorities in Texas say the man suspected in Thursday's shooting of a high school football coach has a history of confrontations at the school. Jeffrey Robertson allegedly shot the coach, then tried to kill himself by slashing his wrist. He survived. The coach is hospitalized in critical condition. This is CNN Radio News.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free better sleep video. Call 1-800-719-0111. The Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress contours every curve of your body. You'll sleep more soundly, wake more energized. For people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-800-719-0111. That's 1-800-719-0111.
Fact. Omega-3s are important for a healthy heart, mind, and joints. Fact. The fish that are the richest source of omega-3s are often contaminated with mercury and other toxins. Fact. TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 supplement can match. Fact. If you want to be sure it's pure, get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
Uncle Sam issues new regulations requiring cars to warn you when your tire pressure is low. CNN Radio's John Bisney has more.
Tire air pressure sensors first appeared on the 1997 model Corvette. One auto industry group estimates about 18% of their vehicles already have the technology. The new regulation will require the systems to be on cars, SUVs, pickups, and minivans by the 2008 model year, about 2 years from this fall. The government estimates warning drivers about low tire pressure will save about 120 lives a year.
The Homeland Security Department recommends keeping the warning signs on rail cars that carry hazardous materials. There were fears that the signs might make such cars targets for potential terrorists, but the department says it's more important that first responders know what they're dealing with in the event of a derailment. A new poll says most Americans do not like the idea of allowing cell phones on airplanes. The FCC now considering lifting its cell phone ban. This is news from CNN Radio. When it comes to getting a man's attention, video games are fast replacing most other forms of media. CNN Radio's Rachel Lee explains.
Given the choice between video games and music, men are spending more on video games, adding to the industry's revenues of $10 billion a year. Video games rank only behind DVDs and media buying for men, according to a survey by Nielsen Entertainment. 79% of men play alone, along with 79% of women over 45. Active gamers spend just over 5 hours a week playing alone and 3 hours a week playing with other people or online. Rachel Lee, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
And an MIT student thinks she's come up with the ultimate alarm clock for heavy sleepers. After you hit the snooze button, the clock automatically falls to the floor and rolls away out of reach. When it goes off a second time, you're forced to get up and look for it. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Tom DeLay just might end up in a court of law for campaign contribution violations in the great state of Texas, where almost everything is illegal except for the things he did. So now, if Tom DeLay has to go before 32 judges, he'll be able to say, there's not a decent judge in this country, and you know it because of Terry Schiavo.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike921.com.
Eating 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day is important, but it's sometimes easier said than done with children. A serving of 100% white grape juice is a healthy, convenient way for young children to get one of those 5 servings. And introducing 100% juice in the daycare and elementary school years is a great way to establish a lifelong pattern of healthy eating. A message from the Produce for Better Health Foundation and Welch's.
Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1. Mike Malloy.
Seven past the hour. Okay, just a little tiny item here, and then we're coming to your phone calls. All phone calls for the rest of the program, okay? This is from Allendale, Michigan. I'll just read it to you. The head, this is Associated Press. The head of a student Republican club at Grand Valley State University is stepping down after organizing an unusual bake sale. Okay, another one of these college Republicans. Kyle Rausch. That's this little thug's name. He says his club just wanted to challenge affirmative action policies that give preference to women and minorities. Two other club members also resigned this week. At last month's bake sale, the same cupcake that a white male could buy for $2, these little pissants had on sale for 75 cents to a white female or a black person. Right? You got it? $2 if you're a white man, 75 cents if you're a white woman or a black person of any gender, I guess. You know, Negroes, men, women, what difference does it make? An Asian or a Hispanic could have bought the same cupcake for 50 cents, and an American Indian could have it for a nickel. Similar bake sales have been held in the past to other college campuses. You know what should happen to these so-called students? This is what I would do. I'd paddle their asses. I really would. And I don't believe in corporal punishment. I've never hit any of my kids. Well, okay. I spanked Christopher once when he was 5 years old, and he had heavy pants on, and I took two swats at his butt and then stopped and thought, what the hell are you doing? But I would take these college Republicans who would do something this gross, this insulting, this disgusting. You little white punks, you. You little white punks. Your forebears came into this country and stole everything they could get their hands on from the indigenous people here. And that wasn't bad enough. Then you go to another continent and you steal people. And you bring them here and you build your fortune. You build this country on the backs of black people. Oh, I know white people work too, but come on. White people got to keep what they worked for. Black people didn't. You little white punks. You little white punks. And Latinos that come into this country and clean out your toilet and pick your lettuce and stand on a street corner hoping for a job. Yeah, I know. They're illegals. Okay, screw them. Run them out of town. You little white punks. And let me tell you something about women. If it wasn't for a woman, you little white smartass, you wouldn't be alive! Do you understand that? A woman didn't flush you down the toilet! And that's the only reason you're sucking in a black man's air, or a Native American's oxygen, or a woman's food stuffing into your pink belly. You punk! You punk! White man can spend $2 for a cupcake, and the same cupcake a white woman can get for 75 cents, or a black person of any gender can get for 75 cents. An Asian who built your railroad, you little punk, or a Latino could have it for 50 cents, and an American Indian could have it for a nickel. It's so disgusting that this country can produce this kind of vermin. And I don't care that they're 20 or 21 or 19. I don't care. Their parents should be horsewhipped. And they should have their little bare asses paddled. Turn them over to me and Bart Cop. Turn them over to me and Bart Cop. He'll hold them. I'll spank them. You little punks. You little punks. Huh? Right, Kathy? Is that you're female? Huh? How does that make you feel? God. Okay. Okay. Mitch is calling from California. Mitch, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hey, buddy. How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you?
All right. Congrats on the recent recognition, Mike.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You deserve it. You're the vanguard of the movement. You got your butt hanging out there a little further than most of us. So you watch your back, pal. You watch your back. Because when the lines of communication are cut, pal, you're the first guys they're going to go after.
Yeah.
Mike, I'm getting a cauliflower ear here. I'm on the phone. Do you mind if I just monologue for like 2 minutes, lay a few things on you, and then hang up the phone before my head?
Go ahead.
I made a few notes. First of all, Rush Limbaugh, I'm sure he's still using. And I'll tell you why I think so. Because the guy is still thin. You noticed his weight loss and his Oxycontin addiction happened at the same time.
Right, right.
I know many Oxycontin addicts that are thin as rails. They starve themselves, they eat their Oxycontin, their stomachs shrink, and they go right, you know, and then they just, the process goes. When he starts gaining weight again, that's when you'll know he's clean. An addict doesn't change his mind in 30 days in recovery.
Hell no.
No, that don't happen.
No.
Second of all, this is just something that occurred to me. In a presidential campaign that featured two presidential candidates reverting to the language of prize fighters to get their point across with, you know, with George with his using Joe Lewis's line, you can run but you can't hide.
Right, right.
And then Kerry coming back with the equally lame response, is that all you got, George? You know, you're borrowing Ollie's line from Kinshasa.
I know.
I got to say it, man. You know, this is now the ultimate tribute to Muhammad Ali. This is it. Muhammad Bush is pulling the great act of illusion. Remember Ali's rope-a-dope?
Right.
In Kinshasa, the great act of illusion he performed on Foreman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I still like to look at that old tape. It's amazing. It's genius.
Well, Mike, you're going to love this, and I'm going to let you have this one for free, buddy.
All right.
Bush is pulling the same deal, but we're going to call it the Pope-a-dope.
The Pope-a-dope?
The Pope-a-dope. You know, get people thinking about the Pope. Don't think about anything else, you know? It's
yeah.
The Pope-a-dope, and guess who the dopes are?
Go yeah. ahead, who?
You guess who, right? You know?
Right.
Who else? Anyway, you know, there's just a few things about these guys, you know? I mean, I don't know why you expect so much from the Morlocks and the Eloi, Mike.
I mean, I don't either.
The Morlocks are simians. The Eloi get in bed with them. And you know what they say about making love to a gorilla?
What do they say?
It ain't over till the gorilla says it's over.
Yeah, well, that's the truth.
You know, Mikey? And listen, I got to tell you, just before I go, I
yeah.
love you, brother. Paizan, we're going to be going to the mattresses on this, man. I'm telling you, before it's over, we're going to go to the mattresses, man.
I have a feeling you're right.
And I'm proud you're on my side, brother.
All right, thanks, Mitch.
Hey, Mikey?
Yeah.
It's great to be an outlaw, isn't it?
It is. It is indeed. Hi-o, Silver, right?
Peace, brother.
Peace, bag agent. Oh, my God. Ropa-pope. Yeah, I opened the New York Times today and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. There's a picture. There it is, above the fold. Big old color picture. There's this little wimp, this little mouse person on the left side, looking at the photograph on the left side, and he's next to the president's wife. He's next to Laura Bush. And I look again. Oh, that's not a mouse person. That's George. And then down the row. Well, I mean, what the hell is, I'm sorry, what the hell is Clinton doing on the front row? What are all these white Americans, look, most Catholics, most of the growth in the Catholic Church in the past, what, 20 years has been in the brown and black parts of the world, not the white part. The white people are starting to realize it's a scam, and they're starting to move out. The blacks and the browns haven't figured it out yet because they're kept stupid by the church. Sorry, it's the truth. All right, so why do you have a row of white people right up there in the ringside seats, huh? They're in the $5,000 seats. All down there on their knees, and there is this huge bloated corpse, and they've got hankies over their noses. Come on, what, you're crying? I don't think so. And there's this row of U.S. politicians and a few of their wives, because they're all male politicians, and it's just white person after white person after white person. I'm thinking, okay, where's the Bishop of Nigeria? You know, where's the priest from some parish in South Africa? You know, where's somebody from Honduras? You know it's really going to be cool. You know it's really going to be cool. Oh, my God. If these cardinals have the courage and the decency and the Christ attitude to elect a person who's not white, Pope. Oh, my God.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
These religious fanatics, they're a cancer in this culture. They're a cancer that is going to pull the country down with them in their simplicity, in their narrow-mindedness, in their fear of progress, in their repression. And they play the role of the victim, which is the most aggressive and hostile position you can take. There's no end to the black hole of the victim stance on things.
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
This chapter is a case study of how the right lies and viciously distorts. It is the story of how the right-wing media repeats its fabrications until they echo into the mainstream press. It is a story of pure cynicism in the pursuit of power. It is the story of how the lying liars took the deaths of my friends and invented a myth that changed the 2002 elections. And the best part is, it's hilarious. No, it's not. But listen anyway. You paid for this audiobook. The Wellstone-Coleman campaign had been considered one of the most negative in recent memory. Coleman had called Wellstone a joke. He told KSTP Radio on July 7, "I run against a guy who I quite often think is just the lowest common denominator. The lowest common denominator." Coleman said that Wellstone, quote, opposed any program that promised to move people from public assistance to private payrolls. Of course, that was a scurrilous lie. Paul's work in the Senate created jobs all over Minnesota. But mainly it was Coleman's proxies who played it dirty. The Republican Senate committee ran an ad called Pork that hit the hypocrisy jackpot. It savaged Wellstone for voting to, quote, spend thousands of dollars to control seaweed in Maui, claiming that he prioritized seaweed control over national defense. In fact, Wellstone did vote for S-1216, as did Strom Thurmond, Trent Lott, and 84 other senators. That bill did appropriate the seaweed control spending, but it also provided $21 billion for veterans' health care, $27 billion for veterans' compensation and pensions, and block grants to assist New York's recovery from 9/11.
Could you save $20 a week for your future?
Verity Palladino of the American Savings Education Council.
You don't need big money to accumulate big savings. Small amounts saved regularly over time can really add up thanks to compound interest. Start saving today. Your life, your choices. Choose to save.
Visit www.choosetosave.org for tools to help you prepare for your financial future. That's choosetosave.org.
Choose to save.
Even if you don't get the politics, you'll get the funny. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1. Streaming at themike921.com.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Past the hour, Lori is calling from Pennsylvania. Lori, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Hi, I can't believe I'm actually talking to you. You are one of my heroes. I live in the middle of redneck-topia. In fact, Senator Rick Santorum, somebody I'm sure you're familiar.
Oh, my God, that's right, Rick Santorum. Oh,
we
God.
We refer to him as Senator Sanctimonious around here. I'm praying that guy gets out of office.
Well, Laura, you have my respect for your courage to stay where you are and continue to live your life.
For now, we're thinking about moving for some very good reasons. You were talking earlier about some of these issues with the pharmacists and the birth control things that are going on. And this is a topic that's real important to me. I'm a midwife. So this comes up a lot. In fact, my practice is where I work. We're actually in a Catholic hospital, so I have to watch where the nuns are when it's birth control prescription time.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure you do.
And my sister-in-law actually is a pharmacist, and she was very proud of herself one day. She'd come home from work, and she had refused to prescribe. She works in a hospital, and somebody had been in with an ectopic pregnancy, which is not a pregnancy that's going to survive, and they wanted to give this person medication. She refused to dispense it. And she was very proud of herself and told me about it, and I told her she was lucky she still had a job.
Really?
Yeah, and the only reason she probably did is because her boss was working, and she used the conscience clause, and he ended up filling the script for her. And in my job, my backup doc lets us go ahead and write emergency contraception, you know, which is a lot of what they're talking about with these laws that are going around. And I have to watch because, you know, it's a big Catholic community where I work, and there's a lot of pharmacies, if they know what I'm writing for it, they won't fill them.
Oh, God.
And it gets really touchy, and with a Catholic hospital, you know, rape victims not having access, it's horrible. It's really horrible. And what I think happens is they just, you know, for all that, this, my sister-in-law's a, she's a doctorate in pharmacy. We're not just even talking to straight pharmacists, and she just doesn't get how they work. And you know, I think they should get nailed. I mean, honestly, even she should have gotten nailed for what happened. It was just wrong.
Do these right-wingers not understand... I'm going to get medically graphic here, but do they not understand that when the sperm surrounds the egg, sometimes fertilization doesn't take place for 2 or 3 days? And what the morning after pill does, if I have this right, is prevent that sort of conception. It prevents either a fertilization process or an implantation process. And as long as either or both of those processes are prevented, it's not the murder of a baby. It is the prevention of a pregnancy to the same extent that wearing a condom is a prevention of a pregnancy.
Actually, you can go back even further than that. And what they really think it does is it prevents ovulation, period. And if you're pregnant and you take the morning after pill, you stay pregnant. I mean, that's just the way it works. And they just, it's just straight out misinformation. They just lie to these people.
The next question would be, how can the people who absorb this information, this misinformation, be so stupid? I mean, didn't they have human reproduction in biology class in high school? Do they not teach that anymore?
You know, I think sometimes science and religion, I mean, they obviously don't equal out, and sometimes they don't think about the science that they were taught. There is absolutely no reason why this script should ever be turned away, and I mean, I've had it happen in PA, and it doesn't even come up. It's a non-issue. And there's, you know, as a midwife, as an obstetrician, you know, there's ways to work around it so the pharmacists don't figure it out, because you can use birth. It's not just Plan B. You can use birth control for this too.
Sure.
And I shouldn't have to tell my I usually tell them call ahead so they don't steal the script. Call ahead, make sure they'll fill it. You don't have to tell them why. Just call and ask. Shouldn't have to be that way. It's just, I mean, if we have samples in the office, we take care of it right there on the spot, because, you know, it's nobody's business what these women are going through. And I've had several rape cases. The last thing that these girls should have to go through is some condescending idiot telling them what they morally should do is right or wrong. That's not right. Their call to make. You know, they're not the religion police. You know,
Do you feel, Lori, it's going to get worse before it gets better, if it gets better?
With this guy in the White House? With people like Santorum, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And it's so discouraging. I'm Catholic. And to me, you know, I'd much rather help these women out before we're having the talk about what they need to do to turn
sure.
the pregnancy.
Well, that's the part that is just it just tears my mind to pieces. I happen to be pro-choice, but I'm also anti-abortion, and I think most people, if not all people who are pro-choice, are also anti. But nobody's pro-abortion. Nobody wants to see that.
Thank you very much for saying that, because I've had that comment so that you can't be both, and I certainly. I'm pro-choice because we don't have family planning. I mean, you wouldn't believe. I mean, I take care of 14-year-olds who are pregnant, and I'm helping them have a baby. That's never happened. Should not happen.
Yeah. And it can be prevented.
This guy in the White House.
Well, sure.
You know, they're going through the back door with this stuff left and right. And I think people don't realize, they're so focused on Roe v. Wade, they don't realize what they're doing. I'm really worried that by the time this guy gets out of office, that, you know, he's making so many more women poor to begin with. And then,
right.
You know, they talk about abortion. Do they realize how much higher the abortion rate is under this monster than it ever was under Clinton?
That's the part that amazes me, that they miss it. Lori, thank you so much. I appreciate what you had to say, especially from a professional who is involved in women's reproductive processes.
Thank you so much for what you do. Keep that voice going, because we sure need it, especially where I'm from.
I'll do it as long as I can. You have a nice night. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America.
Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how corporations have begun copywriting everything from hand gestures to common phrases. Read about the Republicans' plan to cut corporate taxes by $137 billion and foot you with the bill. Plus, see how progressives can show voters they're the ones with the real moral values. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Buy West Wing, the complete fourth season, now on DVD. A new term.
God bless the United States of America!
A new threat to national security.
Sorry, Bart, it's missing. And there's a dead agent at the scene.
Tell me now, do you think she's already dead?
And no choice but to step aside.
He's invoking the 25th Amendment.
You're relieved, Mr. President.
DVD includes unaired scenes and bonus features that take you inside the White House and behind the scenes. West Wing, the complete fourth season. Buy it now and also available on DVD. The complete first three seasons.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to Zavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Call it shock and the revelations of the past few weeks about our government's actions, excuses, and feigned ignorance should have produced a Nixon-era level of outrage. The report from the Presidential Commission on WMD proves a coordinated effort to mislead our Congress, the nation, and the world in order to invade Iraq. I'm Lee Rayburn, and the conclusion of the President's Commission on WMD was that our intelligence agencies were dead wrong about Iraqi purchases of uranium from Africa, mobile biological weapon labs, aluminum tubes for centrifuge, and the possession of weapons of mass destruction. In fact, the report states that each piece of evidence had been tested and disproved by UN inspectors who had extraordinary access during the 3 months leading to our invasion. The report concludes that intelligence agencies worked in an environment that did not encourage skepticism about the conventional wisdom. That environment was shaped by a gathering conviction among analysts that war with Iraq was inevitable. As damaging as the report is, it's not complete. The commission was ordered not to interview policymakers like the president and vice president. They did not mention the repeated intrusion of Dick Cheney into the CIA in the summer of 2002. They did not mention the Office of Special Plans, or as Colin Powell called it, Cheney's Gestapo office, set up by Donald Rumsfeld and Douglas Feith for the sole purpose of developing intelligence to justify a regime change in Iraq. However, the commission's report did find that our Iraqi informant called Curveball had been repeatedly discredited. Prior to the invasion into Iraq, repeated warnings from the CIA and the DIA considered Curveball unreliable. Sadly, according to the report, the more Curveball's credibility came into question, the more his allegations were used to bolster the case for war. Putting the pieces together proves a selection of intelligence that paved the way for our government to knowingly enter into a war based on lies. This abuse of power rivals every federal criminal act since our country was founded. The only reason our America won't wake up and cry for justice is the shock and shh campaign being waged against us in the evening news, on the front page of newspapers, and on right-wing talk radio. It's time we began the battle cry for our own regime change.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, welcomes the outspoken and hilarious Bill Maher to the Orpheum Theater. Bill Maher brought the left and right together on Politically Incorrect with controversial and comical results. Now his irreverent commentary airs on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. Join the Mike Saturday, June 25th to see Bill Maher live in Madison. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Orpheum box office and Ticketmaster outlets. Bill Maher, brought to you by Jam, Last Coast True Endeavors, and the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right. On August 16, the INS arrested Zacharias Moussaoui, a flight school student who seemed to have little interest in learning to take off or land the plane. The arresting agent wrote that Moussaoui seemed like, quote, the type of person who could fly something into the World Trade Center. Trying to pique the interest of FBI headquarters in Washington, a Minneapolis FBI agent wrote that a 747 loaded with fuel could be used as a weapon. If this information had been shared and analyzed, for example, by a newly founded Homeland Security agency, it might have sparked memories of the Clinton-thwarted 1996 Al-Qaeda plot to hijack an American commercial plane and crash it into CIA headquarters. On August 26, still on the ranch, Bush discussed with reporters the difference between his two dogs. Spot's a good runner. You know, Barney, terriers are bred to go into holes and pull out varmint. And Spotty chases birds. Spotty's a great water dog. I'll go fly fishing this afternoon on my lake. And you know something? He did just that. Among those left to swelter in the D.C. heat that August was one Thomas J. Pickard. No fly fishing for him.
Listen to Madison's Progressive Talk online at themike921.com and join Mark and me for Morning's Edition from 5 to 8 on The Mike 92.1.
Baking the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Six before the hour. Eileen is calling from New York City. Eileen, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, thank you, Mike. I want to congratulate you also because Randy was saying that you won the award last night. Good for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, you deserve the recognition because I'm really... You and Randy are the only left-wing talk radio hosts that I've heard. Of course, I admittedly haven't heard them all, but who will not allow these idiots, these right-wing fools, to spew their nonsense on your show. You cut them off. You will correct them. I like you even better the way you handle them. You basically just play with them and then get rid of them because they have thousands of radio shows they can go to vent and to
right.
spread their poison to the people of this country, their propaganda, their lies, their filth. And why don't they go there? You know, why do they have to come on
That's
our
right.
airwaves?
That's right. Well, you know, I have a standing invitation for any of these cowardly right-wingers to call in. But when they do, we've got two cats at home, and I feel like my cats. Every once in a while, we live in the South, and we get what down here, we call them roaches. You folks up north would call them small animals.
Yeah.
You know, they're huge. And they get into my basement sometimes, and the cats will go down there, and they'll find one. And they'll play with it for a while, and then they'll flip it over, and eventually get around to killing it. Now, let me just finish up by saying, please don't anybody write me an email and talk to me about the poor roach life cycle and how the, you know, I don't want to hear it. But I kind of feel that. I feel like one of the cats. Whenever I get these roaches that want to call this program, I say, bring it on. You're not going to last long, right winger, because everything you have to say is garbage and it comes out of Rush Limbaugh's rear end. So that's kind of where I stand on that.
Well, I appreciate that because they got plenty of places to go.
Yes, they do.
Don't pollute our airwaves. Because
there you go.
We don't have that many outlets, and that's valuable airtime that they're taking up with their garbage, their lies, their filth, their nonsense. The more toxic crap they spew, the more angry I get. I don't even know what I'm going to do with myself. If I run into these people, I won't be able to keep my mouth shut.
It seems like there's no end to it.
It just never... And, you know, that's the thing. You can't just pick one thing. They just keep coming with this vile garbage that they... And the things that they do, and to have the nerve to try and blame us for their Oh, God. I know. I'm so angry that
Okay, now wait a second. You're starting to sound like me. Together, let's take a deep breath. Are you ready? One, two, three, deep. Exhale. Okay.
It's not right. It's not fair. And then they have the nerve to turn around and say, oh, you people are just whiners. You're so angry. You're haters. No. They just always accuse us of what it is they're doing or they're thinking about doing. So if we ever need to know what it is they're planning, all we have to do is listen to what they're accusing us of.
Because there you go.
If they're not doing it now, they're planning to do it.
That's it, Eileen.
And I don't know how we're going to get them out of here. They are like roaches. Roaches, I live in Manhattan, so, you know, I've had roaches.
You guys don't know from roaches, trust me.
Oh, I saw a flying one. I couldn't believe it. I've never...
Oh, my God, it must have been from Georgia.
They're coming up. I don't know. It was a hot, humid night. I was walking my dogs, and it was flying, and it landed on one of the brick walls. I said, that's a roach. I couldn't believe it. So my dog, Sam, he's a big Dobie,
yeah.
And he likes to... to kill roaches. He's actually, I think he's a cat.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, but he tries to kill my pet mice, too. I'm not too happy about that. But, you know, I wish he could play with the right wingers that way.
I wish he could. I wish he could, too.
One look at Sam, and they would all turn, well, their pink would turn white.
Yeah, their pink would turn white. Eileen, let me move on. Thank you so much. I'm glad you called.
Thanks for letting me vent.
Absolutely. You have a nice evening. Don't forget, breathe deep before you go to sleep tonight, okay?
I will.
All right. Thanks, Eileen. Robert is calling from Phoenix. Robert, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Robert.
Hey. I was thinking about two of the topics you were talking about,
uh-huh.
And but then you rolled into something they did on my campus. They did that bake sale, too.
What's the University of Arizona?
Yeah, ASU.
Oh, for heaven's sake. That is so insulting. That is so insulting to so many people. And it makes you wonder if these little white snots understand the real history of this country, where it concerns Native Americans, indigenous people, and where it concerns Africans who were brought here. And the quick answer is hell no. They don't understand anything. And I swear to God, I would just like to slap them across their little white asses. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be violent. There's a parent part of me. I never do that. I don't spank children. I never have. But I'll tell you, I would like to get one of these kids and just turn them over my knee and just wail the hell out of them.
Well, and it's funny because this was during they had scheduled a whole week where it was called Campus Republicans Coming Out.
And Campus Republicans Coming Out.
Yeah, and they even had signs with rainbows on them.
Oh,
and
no.
And I'm going, what the heck?
Yeah.
I couldn't even figure it out. And their table had, you know, you could hear crickets around it. I mean, nobody was going for it because it was also coincidental that it was during the tail end of the Shivo thing.
Right.
It was like nobody wanted to have anything to do with them.
Right, right.
It just got unbelievably ridiculous. But I was thinking of your issue with the recruiters and not respecting the military, like mm-hmm. the Republicans don't respect it.
Yes.
And I was having a conversation with a Marine guy who was recruiting, and I said, you know during the RNC, the Republican National Convention, where everybody was wearing a Purple Heart Band-Aid?
That was another insulting thing.
Yeah. Well, I said, do you remember that? And he goes, oh, I don't know. And I said, well, would I be dishonored if I signed up and after being discharged later from my wounds, mm-hmm. my war wounds, you know, even though I won a Purple Heart? And he said, you won't, sir, you won't. And I go, damn right I won't.
Well, good for you. And I'm glad you brought up that issue to a recruiter. Anything to drive home to people in the military, despicable. I hate that word. I sound like one of the cartoon character when I say despicable.
Yeah.
Despicable. But how despicable Republicans are to people who have served this country in good times and bad, and the military has, you know, it's got some good rep and it's got some bad rep. But how disrespectful these Republicans are. So I'm glad you brought it up with the recruiter. Maybe it'll stick in his mind a little bit the next time he goes to vote.
Well, I mean, do you want to serve when you know ahead of time that you're going to be disrespected like that?
Hell no. Who would?
I know.
You know, who would? And further, I would never, ever, if I were young enough, I would never join the military with someone like George Bush in office because he misuses the military, or somebody like Donald Rumsfeld in charge of the Pentagon, or somebody like this psychotic freak who's now the head of the Veterans Administration, or this guy Steve Beyer from Indiana who sits on the House Veterans Affairs Committee. With people like that in power, I would say hell no, hell no. You want me to put on a uniform? Get rid of these fascists that are in power,
exactly.
And then come and talk to me later, right?
Exactly.
All right, Robert, I got a boogie. Thanks a lot for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening. Logan is calling from New York City. Logan, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, how's it going, Mike? I saw you at the Raven. We talked about Tom Hartman, but
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It's going okay. It's going okay.
Good. It's all coming together, though. I was always wondering why these Republicans were so concerned about the Christian right, and why they kept trying to pander them. They didn't seem to be such a big constituency. And then I started to understand that the Christian dominists are the ones who are controlling the voting machines.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. The three major companies are controlled not by followers of Jesus, not by mainstream Christians. They're controlled by the Christian Reconstruction Movement people who believe in death to the queers, keep the women in the house, put veils and burqas on them, just like the Muslim fundamentalists who are equally as crazy. Well, yeah, whatever. I'm not going to say that because I'm not from that culture, so I don't know if it is crazy if you're a woman. But, you know, let them deal with it. I'm too concerned about what's going on in this country. But the Christian fundamentalists, the Jews to the sword, Catholics to the sword, only a certain brand of Protestant who adheres strictly to the Bible, whose legal system is based on Leviticus, will survive. That's what the Christian Reconstruction Movement is about. These are sick people who will kill you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and it's they're the ones that are holding. I mean, that's why they're pandering to them so hard, because obviously they're not a majority. Why do they care about them? You know, obviously it's because they know who's pulling the strings.
Well, I think that in addition to that is these right wingers understand that the vast plurality or a huge minority of the American public, 40-50%, 40 up to 50%, don't bother to vote. Don't bother to vote on any level, and of the remaining 50% that does vote. A lot of those votes are wasted on Democrats who are not really Democrats anymore. They're Republican light. And a lot of the votes are wasted on Republicans who are not really Republicans anymore. They're neo-fascists. So that leaves people like Karl Rove and Bill Frist and Tom DeLay and George Bush in the position of being in absolute control without even working for it. That's the part that pisses me off, you know? They haven't even worked for it, the thugs. Hey, listen, I got to leave it there, Logan. Thanks, man. Appreciate you checking in, all right?
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
All right, you have a nice evening. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol Arthritis Pain. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use only as directed.
If you have stiffness, swelling in one or more joints, or fatigue that accompanies joint pain, you may be suffering from arthritis. Although arthritis is more common in older women, it can occur at any age. To help control joint pain, make sure you maintain a healthy weight. Just a few extra pounds can put added stress on your bones. Also, stay physically fit and flexible, get plenty of rest, and use hot or cold treatments to relieve pain. Remember to talk to your health care provider first about an exercise program that's right for you. This health tip has been brought to you by Tylenol Arthritis.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
The imposition of a state religion is, by its very definition, anti-American. What we're talking about is the imposition of a particular strain of religion. And this is part and parcel of the baby steps that lead to fascism. Right. Eventually, we will get there if these people have their way.
Morning's Edition, from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
An OnStar conversation, May 22nd, 2004.
OnStar Emergency, this is Natalie.
Yes, I need an ambulance. I have my two children in the car and my sister.
Okay, I have you on Highway 20.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, I'm contacting emergency services.
Thank you.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
Please.
Hi, this is Natalie with OnStar, calling to report a vehicle crash with airbag deployment.
What happened?
I can conference them in. They did request an ambulance. I believe there are injuries and there are small children involved.
Ma'am, tell me what's going on.
My nephew has a big gash. His head is bleeding.
Okay, we'll send someone out.
Do you want me to remain on the line?
Yes, ma'am, please.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Okay, the police are there?
Yes, thank you.
You'll find OnStar on over 50 GM models, including vehicles with an MSRP around $16,000. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brush-O, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
This is State Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster. All of us remember a teacher who profoundly affected our lives. Every year, the Herb Kohl Educational Foundation rewards 100 current public and private school teachers. The Kohl Fellowships honor Wisconsin teachers who inspire, motivate, and lead, with matching grants going to their schools. Anyone can nominate a deserving candidate. Get information at your local school during September or go to kohleducation.org to honor the heroes who teach us.
My favorite show is The Al Franken Show.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1. Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 10 minutes before the hour. Thanks to the usual crew who assisted in the transmission of this program tonight, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. In New York City, engineered the program, and David Fizik is up there, screened your calls. Thanks, David. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives the program. Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com is our webmaster. And speaking of that, thanks to all the people who keep that website alive, the our moderators at MikeMalloy.com on the message board. And also Jim in Arkansas, our most exemplary music chief, music bureau chief. And thanks, of course, to She Who Must Be Obeyed, Kathy Bay, our executive producer. Greg is calling from New York City. Greg, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Glad to be on the air. I'm a big fan of the show, and I just wanted to comment. I was talking to your screener before that. I thought you were playing an April Fool prank on the audience.
Oh, yeah?
The news stories you've been reading tonight, like, my eyes and my mouth have been open for like an hour. You know what I mean? Like shock.
Oh, I know. It drives me crazy, too.
It's mad. It's oil, the Bible, the oil thing, that nailed it for me. The Bible.
Oh, Moses is, yeah. Jed Clampett?
Yes, yes. I was in hysterics, I swear to God. Because, like, I know nothing about oil. I know nothing about drilling. But if I read a passage in the Bible saying anointed with oil, I go, well, I don't think they're talking about crude. They're probably talking about olive oil or some other kind of, like,
right,
anointed oil,
right,
thing.
Right, absolutely.
And he's, and the fact that other people before him, I mean, I'm even disappointed that, you know, people in Israel themselves went there too, like you said before, to drill, and there was nothing there, and now he's going again. Well, you know, the Jewish people, they don't know about oil drilling and reading the Bible. These Southern Christians, we know better, you know. And I'm just listening to this. I go, he's lying. I go, Mike's lying to us. It's a prank. He's
never,
go,
never.
And,
It sounds like it. It's insane. It's just insane. Who's going to come next? Are the Muslims going to go over there? Well, you know, the Jews. Jews couldn't find it. The Christians couldn't find it. Let's see if we can find it.
Oh,
you know,
God.
My God, it's just, it's insane. Well, if you think tonight was weird, wait until tomorrow and you hear this very real conversation between Bob Novak and Judy Woodruff. Somebody sent us the transcript. I'm sorry to say somebody, I just don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
And Kathy's going to do Judy Woodruff tomorrow night. I'm going to do Bob Novak. You'll swear it's a parody. And I swear on all things I consider holy. Wait a second, that's nothing.
Right.
Okay, I swear on broccoli, which I really love, that this comes right off a CNN transcript. And that's tomorrow night. You're not going to believe it. So, you know, be here tomorrow night, too, okay?
The second thing I want to bring up, and it's serious, I'm worried about your health.
Why?
You detonate. I'm picturing my mind, either a vein is going to explode on your neck or something.
No,
I love it. I love it when you get passionate because I'm raging, too. If I had my own radio show, I'd be, like, yelling, too. But,
right.
Mike, don't stroke out on us. I want to hear
you. No, it's not going to happen. A lot of people go, wow, Malloy, you're killing me here because you're going to kill yourself. No, it won't happen. I get enthusiastic.
Right.
That's all you're hearing. You're hearing enthusiasm, and it's great fun. You know, stroke time is when you're under tremendous pressure and there's no outlet and that's when you blow and that's just not going to happen to me. As long, you know, if I didn't work at Air America, I'd probably have a stroke, but I do work here and I can vent, I can let it out. I know what you're saying, but what the hell, you know, theater is theater, right? What happened to it? Where's my man? What happened to the I bet your cell phone dropped, right? Oh, God. Oh, well. Whatever. I got the gist of what you were saying. That's cool. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in. Dave is calling. Dave, where are you calling from?
From Orange County, California.
Oh, wow. Well, welcome to the program, Dave. Thanks for your patience.
The heart of conservative California, unfortunately.
Yeah, I hear that.
I am the fellow who sent you a while back a screen image that juxtaposed images of a certain German leader from the 1930s with our W.
Yes.
If you ever saw that?
Well, I'm sure I did. I hate to sound like a real schmuck here, but I get a lot of stuff.
Oh,
and it's amazing. Did you create the image, or was it one that's circulating across the net?
No, I created it.
You did? Then I did see it, and I thought it was wonderful. And I'm not saying that just to stroke you. I mean it. Thanks a lot for sending it.
Well, you know, I'm Jewish, and among my people, we say never forget.
Right.
But I think that a lot of it is being forgotten, and in particular, the fact that the Nazis came to power procedurally.
That's right. That's right. They didn't. There was no army. There was no army. They just they did it within the confines of German law at the time.
Right. And one of the things they started with was the courts. There was a trial in which some communists were acquitted, and Hitler was infuriated. And within a month, the Nazis had transferred the jurisdiction over treason cases to a people's court that was mostly made up of party officials.
Gee, this sounds familiar.
Yeah, it sure does. And then they came up with another special court for insidious attacks against the government.
Gosh, this sounds familiar.
And that was all made up of trusted party members. And then there was, of course, the Enabling Act, which gave Hitler the power.
That's right.
That he eventually just took over. We've got, you were talking about the fellow with the insecticide and the kids. So we've got our Eichmann.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our Goebbels, Karl Rove.
We've got Himmler.
Who's Himmler?
Himmler was the one that started the SS.
No, I know who Himmler is, but I mean, who's our Himmler? Wolfowitz?
Wolfowitz works. And you know what kills me? And listen, I have to leave it there, Dave, because we're out of time here. What kills me is to see Jews who should know better, like Wolfowitz, doing what Wolfowitz is doing, or David Horowitz, or even Robert Novak. What is this? He stops being a Jew and becomes a Catholic. This is crazy. Hey, listen, thanks a lot, everybody. I appreciate your participation tonight, even you cowardly right-wingers. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, all right? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Oreck. Spring is in the air, and something else is too. Pollen. That stuff that drives your allergies crazy. Before you run to the drugstore and start popping pills, try my high-filtration Oreck Professional Air Purifier risk-free for 90 days. It captures particles 100 times smaller than pollen. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you don't breathe easier, just send it back. There's no obligation.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use is directed for minor arthritis pain.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
I met Johnny Cochran on American Airlines from L.A. to New York. And one of the things I love about first class is they serve lobster. So I said to him, well, if you go to sleep, can I have your lobster? And he turned to the flight attendant and he said, if I begin to snore, give Al the claw.
He did. You're making that up.
I am not.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at the